The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The Clay County season is down to only two District 6A games remaining. With their win Tuesday night in Birdstown, the Dogs locked themselves into the conference's top spot for the upcoming tournament. Rob Edwards and his 18-2 black and gold Ballers return home tonight for the first of four final regular season contests in Joe Sims Gym against Andrew Mullinix and the 0-21 Red Bone Springs Bulldogs, who just hope to keep it close tonight as they invade their AP number 2 ranked neighbors. Matt Walker and the 14-7 Lady Dogs loss on Tuesday to Pickett has taken their destiny concerning a second-place finish out of their hands. But it's time to stop leaking those wounds because Lacey Coulter and her 12-9 Red Lady Dogs have upset on their minds tonight as they try to prove that they belong among the league's top teams. The teams are here, we're here, and the cheerleaders and fans are back for the Battle of the Bulldogs, Round 2.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. And much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show in our ninth broadcast of the basketball season. For the fifth time this year, we're high on top of the bleachers at Joe Sims Gym, looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the action as it unfolds tonight. Soon, former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson will join me. But for now, as always, I'm joined by the man who took the Horizon Sports Network from a mere idea to a reality, Thomas Weaver.
Couldn't have done that or pulled it off without you, cuz, but I appreciate that, and good to be here with you, Daniel. Just like always, back here where we hope to be for a while.
Right.
You know, here at home for the rest of the regular season, the next four games, and the Dogs wrapped up their tournament home court advantage at Pickett County, like you mentioned, when they claimed their third straight league title. And the Lady Dogs still got a shot to finish top two, even though Pickett County made it interesting after handing them that loss up in Birdstown. So, you know, we could be here for several games in a row, hopefully deep into the postseason.
No doubt. Whether the girls end up second or third, they will be here for their first round of the district tournament. They'll just have to travel after, depending on where they're at. But, yeah, nice to be here at home. Hey, we've got people in this place tonight.
Well, we do, and I think everybody was ready to pile in. It's 10 minutes before tip-off and pretty packed here in Joe Sims' gymnasium, as you said. And we wouldn't be here to witness this without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough. And, of course, Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks listening will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game and the other one on Tuesday. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what's going to be in this week's paper in our Del Hollow Horizon recap. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's trip to Pickett County. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment, but since the paper won't be out until the first of the week, we'll just summarize what will be written about Clay County's most recent games. Now, the Lady Dogs didn't take advantage of an opportunity to lock up District 6A second seed and lost a tough one to Pickett County Tuesday night. After leading by as many as 8-3, Clay County allowed the Lady Bobcats to go on a 14-0 run stretching into the fourth and claim their own 7-point lead. The Lady Dogs didn't fold, though, and they tied it at 41 midway through the final frame before Pickett County scored 9 more unanswered to put the 62-49 victory to bed. Seniors Rachel Kopas had 15 and Katie Arms had 14 to lead Clay County in a tough loss, Daniel. But like we said earlier, all's not lost for this Lady Bulldog team.
It's not. And credit Pickett County with hitting 14 of 14 free throws in that fourth quarter. And you're right, Clay County's still in good shape. Heartbreaking loss, but at the end of the day, you know, whatever, it's done.
And there was two good games up there at Birdstown. The Dogs survived a late scare from the Bobcats and held on to a 59-56 victory to claim the regular season league supremacy. They led it by 13 at the half before Pickett County outscored them 41-31 in the final two quarters. But Clay County held on thanks to 32 from Mr. Basketball candidate Grant Strong and lockdown defense paired with 14 points from senior Gunner Silk. The Dogs handled the adversity well, and honestly, a close game like that was good for them, wasn't it, Daniel?
It was. Good atmosphere up there the first game back after restrictions lifted. Several people on hand, and I just look for the Bulldogs to feed off of the energy that's going to be more prevalent now, and just look for them to continue hitting that stride.
That's right. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from those games and this one in next week's newspaper. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame as we get ready for this year's second installment of the Battle of the Bulldogs here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Budget Pest Control Girls 6A update. Recent district games this past Tuesday night, it was Clark Range beating Trousdale 81-27. Clay County lost to Pickett County 49-62. Red Bull and Springs beat Jackson County 58-48. And Gordonsville beat Monterey 49-40. So, Coach Sims, you went 1-1 in those picks. You chose Monterey over Gordonsville. They kind of got upset.
Yeah, that was pretty much a toss-up, but I just took who I thought. I missed that one.
Tonight's action, 18-4 Clark Range is hosting 4-14 Gordonsville, 14-6 Pickett County hosts 6-13 Jackson County, 14-7 Clay County about to play 12-9 Red Bull and Springs in what's going to be a good contest, 4-18 Monterey hosts 1-15 Trousdale. And, Coach, you're 3-1 on the season since we started these picks. Going to step outside of a single-A tonight to double-A basketball. 16-7 Watertown at 16-6 Livingston. Who do you like?
I'll take Livingston in that one.
And the other one, 17-5 York at your good friend Larry White's 14-5
yeah.
Macon County Lady Tigers.
Even though York beat him 20 the first time, I'm gonna go with my buddy. I'll pick Macon County.
All right. Current District 6A standings, Clark Range sitting first, 12-0. They have locked in that spot. Second place, Pickett County, 9-2. Third place, Clay County, 9-3. Fourth place, Red Bull and Springs, 8-5. Fifth place, Gordonsville, 4-7. Sixth place, Jackson County, 4-7. Seventh place, Monterey, 2-11. And last place, Trousdale, 0-12 in District 6A. The girls' 6A updates have been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. When bugs have nightmares, they're thinking of Budget Pest Control.
FDIC. When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Now it's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight the Lady Dogs need to avoid that mid-game letdown we saw the last time they faced Red Bone Springs. You know, after building a big lead early, they let the other Lady Bulldog team outscore them 14-2 to end the first half and through the beginning of the third to make it a game. And before Clay County regained momentum and went on to win by double digits in the end. You know, this is a team the Lady Dogs need not underestimate. Clay County's the better team. They just need to be sure to come out and play like it, don't they, Daniel?
They do. Like you said, they played around with them for a quarter last time. They need to just go ahead and put it away tonight. This has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network after the playing of our national anthem. And it is time to announce the Subway Girls starting lineups here in this District 6A contest. Starting for Red Bull and Springs, a sophomore number 12, Claire Fleming. A sophomore number 32, Brianna Thompson. A senior number 45, Aisha Smith. A senior number 35, Lindsay Randolph, and a senior number 15, Liz Anderson. Red Bull and Springs is head coached by Lacey Coulter. She's in her first season overall. Record this year, 12-9, 8-5 in District 6A play. Clay County, starting for the Lady Bulldogs. A freshman, number 2, Bella Ashlock. A sophomore, number 23, Briley Burchett. A junior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. A senior, number 20, Rachel Copas. And a senior, number 24, Katie Arms. Clay County's head coach, Matt Walker, he's in his fifth season overall. 98 wins to 52 losses. A 14-7 record this season, 9-3 in District 6A play. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Second meeting of the season between Red Bull and Springs and Clay County. They met back on January the 12th. Clay County won that one 56-44, Coach Sims. A pretty tight ball game.
Yeah, it was. Best I remember, we got a pretty good lead in the second quarter, and they tightened it up at halftime, and it even got it tighter than that in the second half. But I remember Eliza Jenkins made some big shots there in the fourth quarter and kind of gave us a little lead, and we ended up winning by 8 or 10, something like that. But
this Red Bull and Springs team has been playing good lately. Should be a good one. It's about time to get it underway. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our left during this first half of action. Red Bull and Springs the hoop to our right. Clay County, the home team, wearing their all-white jerseys with black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Red Bull and Springs, the visiting squad, they wear gray jerseys and shorts with red numerals trimmed in white. We've got what I'm going to call a packed house here at Joe Sims Gym, and this one's underway. Red Bull and Springs going to control the tip to get it started. Clara Fleming, the experienced sophomore who's been playing for them since she was in eighth grade at the high school level, has it out at the top of the key. Works over to Anderson, now back to Fleming at the high post, defended by Copas. She kicks out to Massengill, I think that is. Very hard to see those numbers. Shot blocked by Ashlock. Loose ball picked up by another Red Lady Dog, and she scores. Brianna Thompson, number 32, with the points. 2-0. Red Bull and Springs with the early lead. Clay County now with the basketball. Copas at right wing. Inside to Burchett. Wide open. She misses the shot. Got the rebound. Put it back up. Missed it. Jenkins pulls down the rebound. Kicks it out to Ashlock. She misses a free throw line jumper. This time rebounded by Katie Arms with a foul call. Ashlock going to be called for over the back. Already, Coach Sims, we hear a big difference in here with the fans.
Most fans we've had a long time, at least 2 months, since that Clark Range game. But we sure missed two or three good opportunities to score right there.
Sure did.
Friday was wide open. She just missed a shot.
I really like it that we looked to her so early.
Well, they set a cross screen there. I didn't really see what they was playing. It must have been man, though.
7 minute mark, first quarter, 2-0, Red Bull and Springs. Lady Red Dogs in possession of the ball. It was knocked out of bound by Ashlock, and Red Bull going to inbound from beneath their own goal.
You guys are talking about still a third capacity here in Joe Sims Gymnasium, and you can see the space between the folks here, but it's just amazing the difference than it's been most of the season.
Shot taken and hit from the left elbow by number 45, Aisha Smith. And Redbone Springs up 4-0, as I was saying. Redbone been playing really good. They took Pickett County to overtime the other night.
They did. It really should have won.
Arms drives inside, misses the shot. Rebound by Burchett. Her put back good. Bradley adding the first points for Clay County in the contest. It's 4-2, 6:20 mark. First quarter, Redbone Springs back in possession.
You're talking about Redbone playing good. They've won 6 out of 7, guys, coming down
the
straight.
They've really been playing good. They beat Watertown, I think it was, a good double-A team.
Ms. Anderson knocking down. Yeah, Watertown's got a 16-6 record or something.
Yeah, I don't know if they're good as the record, but still, that's a pretty good accomplishment to beat a bigger school like that.
Redbone up 6-2, make it 6-4. Bella Ashlock adds 2 more points from the right block. We see Eliza Jenkins defending who I believe is Bailey Massengill, the freshman, according to the game sheet from the last time anyway. Jump ball call, Massengill got the start tonight for head coach Lacey Coulter. The player I have not seen is number 35, Lindsay Randolph. She must not be, she's on the bench. Either they have different jerseys for the road or they've just switched the start lineup as Bella Ashlock adds 2 more points. Timeout taken by Redbone Springs, 5:35 mark, first quarter. We're tied up at 6.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County and Redbone Springs are knotted up at 6, 5:35 to go here in the first quarter. Daniel Bella Ashlock leading all scores, 4 points already tonight.
Not a surprise. We've seen Bella do it before. She's come open on the block down there and has a pretty high percentage from the field when she's within that close range. 5:30 and ticking. Redbone with the basketball. Claire Fleming out top, defended by Copas. She hands off to Massengill. Massengill defended by Jenkins. Swung back to Fleming at the right wing. Claire Fleming drives baseline, gets to the hoop, and scores.
Yeah.
Coach, what would you rank Fleming? Maybe only behind the Monday twins in terms of guards here in the district? She's as good as Copas and Arms.
She is. She's pretty good. Young, too.
She is.
But she's got a lot of experience to be young.
Burchett inside, kicks it out to Jenkins. Jenkins drives, dishes off to Ashlock. Nice pass across the paint to Burchett, who scores from left block.
With their size, we should be able to wire them out inside. I mean, she's not playing her bigger girls. Well, that one girl's 32's got a little height, but not like what we've been having to play against.
8-8 the score right now. Anderson misses the jump shot. Copas with the rebound, comes quickly the other way, gets to Burchett. She scores. Nice to see Brownlee back going, and you can tell that's the plan right now,
yeah,
is it not?
Yeah, attack the post. You know, as long as they're not double-teaming or anything, and you get down there, I'd go every trip.
10-8 now the score. Clay County in front. 4:15 mark, first quarter. Fleming to the hoop. Layup no good. Rebound Ashok. Outlet pass to Copas. Copas across the timeline. Has numbers. 3-on-1. Kicks off to Arms. Katie, left shot. Yeah. Shot from left block. Good. 12-8 now. Clay County in front by 4. Fleming across the timeline as we see Randolph coming to the scores table to check in for Redbone Springs. Halfway through this first quarter, it's been the original 5 starters all the way so far for Clay County. Jenkins comes up with the hands on a loose ball, jump ball called. And possession arrow in favor of Redbone Springs.
She's given Massengill fits so far early in this ball game. Eliza Jenkins doing a good job.
Yes,
second
is.
Turnover so far she's forced in a way. I know they keep possession here.
That's been her identity, being a strong defender, and I think she's taking pride in that. Much like Silk on the boys' side, you know, they specialize in that area, even though Gunner has developed into an outstanding offensive player. But Eliza has taken on that role for 3 years now as being a good defender.
And speaking of Jenkins, she had probably a career high in points in the last win over Redmond.
That's what I mentioned.
Down there.
She
was the
really gave
the
us the lead during the last quarter. She hit a three, I remember, and some more shots.
Liz Anderson tried to shoot two, missed the first one. Foul was called against Clay County's number 24, Katie Arms. So that's two team fouls for Clay County. One for Bella Ashok, one for Katie Arms. Red Bullen with no fouls yet in the contest. Second free throw was hit by Anderson, making it 12-9. Clay County with a three-point lead and the basketball. Katie Arms out top. Fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Copas. Copas puts it up from the baseline. No good. Got her own rebound. May have hit the side of the backboard on that shot attempt. Burchett out top, swings it to Ashlock at left wing. She hands off to Katie Arms, and the faithful who made the short trip from Redmond Springs wanted a travel call against Clay County. Whistles did not blow, though. Arms still with it. She drives baseline and is going to draw a foul. She missed the shot. They're going to say the foul was on the floor. Bree Thompson picking up the foul for Red Bull. They're first. Copas on the inbound with it at right wing. Directing traffic. Goes inside to Burchett. She's one-on-one with Randolph. They're going to call an offensive foul. I mean, she kind of lowered the shoulder, but...
Yeah, she's a little upper arm there. I can see that.
First personal for Brady.
You talked about Burchett getting involved, just straight man defense, like you said, Coach.
Yeah.
One-on-one,
yeah,
she really got the advantage.
She should.
Eliza Jenkins checks out. Abby Head checks in. Head has solidified herself as the first player off the bench during the back half of this schedule. 2:45 and ticking. First quarter, 12-9 the score. Clay County in front by three. Randolph with it. Left wing. Now this is off to Fleming, who drives down the lane. Shot's no good. They're saying she was fouled on the floor by Copas. Good matchup between Copas and Fleming.
Yeah, I didn't really see a foul there.
Anderson to inbound for Redmond Springs. They work it into Anderson. I think I said Anderson threw it in and received the inbound. That had to be wrong. Foul's going to be called on Bella Ashlock. Is number 45, Aisha Smith, driving the lane. Ashlock reached over the top, trying to block the shot, and was called for the contact. Second personal for Bella. Too early for her. She may have to sit. Smith is lined to shoot two. First one's good. Jenkins going to check back in. Ashlock going to come out. Second one is no good by Smith. Rebound, Bradley Burchett. Burchett going to come up the court with it. Dishes off to Abby Head, who's at right wing. She picks up the dribble, hands off to Copas. Rachel now, the true point guard, going to run it from the top of the key. Swings it ahead. Now in the corner to Arms, inside to Burchett. And shot's no good, but she's going to be fouled.
Where's the foul on that one?
Number 35, Lindsay Randolph, gets her first personal second team foul against Red Bowen. Burchett at the line to shoot two. I have new updated stats from assistant coach Andrew Mettis. They were updated after Tuesday night's game at Pickett County, looking at Burchett on the season. We find her to be a 74% free throw shooter. She missed the first one of those, hit the second. Talking about Briley scoring a little bit, last year she had a ton of points as a freshman. This year, she came into tonight with only 179 points. Her production has been down a little bit.
Yes, you know, like
on average, she's averaging 9 points a game.
Well, that's not bad, but she averaged, I don't know, 13 or 14 last year, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's had some misfortune of, you know, the concussion. I think that affected her for a couple of weeks and hadn't been able to hit her shots like she did last year for whatever reason. I mean, she's off to a good start tonight, so maybe... So I remember last year, this was a game she had about 30, I think.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, just kind of going down the list, Clay County back in possession of the ball after Red Bowen threw it away. Burchett adds two more. Just quickly want to go through some of the average scoring. So Ashlock averaging 7.5 a game. Eliza Jenkins, 4. Rachel Copas, 10. Katie Arms, 14. And as we mentioned, Burchett with 9. So a lot more balanced attack this year. Points scored by Redbourne Springs, making it 15-12. Thomas, who was the Red Lady?
Claire Fleming, her second bucket of the night, Daniel.
Clay County back in possession. Foul called inside. They continue to work into Burgett, and a reach-in foul called on Redbourne Springs, number 32, Brianna Thompson, her second personal.
You know, Burchett's already got 9 here in this first quarter. You'd think they'd start to doubling on her a little bit. Adjustment maybe between the quarters here.
Copas the inbound, gets it into Katie Arms. Katie goes behind the back, left baseline drive, and she does not score, but she does get fouled and go to the line.
Good move right there.
It was. Smith picks up the foul for Red Bull and her first.
You're talking about the Burchett's point totals. That, you know, this is probably the first time all season that I've seen her be guarded one-on-one at this time. She's usually being doubled or at least sagging down on her. So she's doing a good job with it so far.
Well, I've wondered at times maybe why we're not feeding her as much, and it's because of what you just said. Usually she's drawing the attention. We just can't do it. 1 minute left in this first quarter, 16-12 the score. Clay County with a four-point lead. Claire Fleming with it. Long two-pointer, no good. Rebound, Jenkins. And now there's a scrum for the ball. So Thomas going down here on the Katie Arms free throws. Hit them both.
1-2.
Copas checks back in. Abby Head checks out on the floor for Clay County. We see Zoe Hayes, Riley Burgett, Katie Arms, Rachel Copas, and Eliza Jenkins. Hayes had a big night the other night, Piggy County, 2 3-pointers in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, she kind of brought us back to tie it up.
35 seconds and ticking, an offensive foul call on Katie Arms. They say she pushed off. No, Jenkins called for the foul, not Katie.
Sometimes it's hard to set a screen.
16 fouls, so next one of those and Redbourne in the bonus.
Yeah, that's not good.
And we're still 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Fleming with it out top. Steal by Hayes. Hayes to Burgett. Burgett ahead to Arms. Layup attempt. No, she can't hang on. And it's stolen away by Redbourne. Stolen back, though, by Eliza Jenkins. Actually, they say it was knocked out of bounds by Claire Fleming. Clay County going to have possession of the ball. 17 and a half seconds left in the first quarter here at Joe Sims Gym. And we've got a good one going on down on Rob Edwards Court. 16-12, Thomas the scorer. Clay County up by 4.
Yeah, and Hayes coming off the bench making an immediate impact. The steal and then the deflection right there to get a possession here. Probably the last one of this quarter for Clay County.
12 seconds and ticking. Copas with it. Top of the key. Taking her time. Dribbles to the right. Hands off to Hayes. Now Jenkins, top of the key, inside to Burgett, pass stolen by Smith. Smith hands off to Massengill, and the buzzer sounds. First quarter ends here, 16-12 the score, Clay County with a four-point advantage.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 16-12 at the end of the first quarter. Riley Burchett having a big night so far, leading Clay County with 9 points. Claire Fleming has 4 for Redbourne Springs, as she's leading their 4 people on the board for them. 16-12 here, Daniel, heading into the second stanza.
Second about to start. This is the, I've lost my train of thought. He's going to give a little series notes here. Clay County has won 9 straight against Redbourne on the girls' side going back to 2016. Last 20 meetings, Clay County 19-1 against the Red Ladies. Coach Walker meeting them for the 10th time. He currently has a 9-0 record against Redbone Springs. As Aisha Smith puts up a shot from left block to start the second quarter. Shot no good, rebound Birchie. She's ahead to Copas. Copas at right wing, hands off to Arms, and Arms travels. This is the fifth time that Coach Walker has coached against Red Bull and here at home in Salina. He's 4-0 here at home against them.
Cherokee in the game right now.
Cherokee Upton has checked in, as Coach Sims mentioned. On the floor for Clay County are Upton, Burchett, Arms, Copas, and Zoe Hayes going to stay on to start this second quarter. And I like that, Thomas. She's played really good lately, so why not let her see some more action?
Yeah, and she just caused another turnover right there, tied them up again on the jump ball, getting the ball back for her team.
Lady Dogs with it. Nice pass from Burchett. Arms, 2 more points for Katie. Good assist by Brownlee Burchett.
I used to call that play T4.
What was
Matt kept it. If they're overplaying the wing,
uh-huh.
If the high post, just go back door and wide open layup, just like it was.
It was wide open. 3-pointer taken by Smith. Left wing, no good. Rebel and rebound Katie Arms. 6:55 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County up by 4. Arms with it at left wing. Going to kick it out top to Upton. She wants to pull the trigger on a 3. Decides better of it. Picks up the dribble and gives it to Copas. Copas now drives the left side of the lane. Spins back into the paint. Dishes off to Hayes, who drives baseline. Trying to feed Burchett, but she's going to be fouled. Was Hayes. They're going to call it a shooting foul, even though she was trying to pass to Burchett.
Good aggressive move there. Pump fake and then drove baseline, Daniel. And Hayes is going to the line.
Looking at her season totals.
Shots.
We see Hayes is 6 of 10 from free throw. She missed that one?
No, she hit it.
Hits the first. 13-18 the score. The
thing I've noticed about her the last few games, she's not playing scared like she used to.
Right.
She's got more confidence and, you know, not afraid to take the hole like she did there.
Definitely you can come in nervous and be afraid of making a mistake
right.
And play uptight.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, Coach. I hadn't thought about it. She's playing loose now. 6.5 minutes left, second quarter. Foul called against Hayes. .2013 the score. So Hayes hit both of those free throws. Points not adding up, Thomas.
I don't have Red Bone scoring in this quarter, which would make it 20-12, but I could be wrong.
Huh. So they must have hit a free throw somewhere, I guess.
All right, it's back, 20-12.
There you go. Katie Arms with it for Clay County. Misses a shot. Rebound, Claire Fleming. She works ahead to Massengill. Her shot up from left block, no good. Rebounded by Copas. Jump ball called on the rebound. Copas becoming a good rebounder. We talk about that each broadcast, it seems like. But she's doing it so much, it's just hard not to mention. Leading Lady Dog rebounder against Red Bull and Springs. Is Stephanie Rich in a single game. Back in 2004, she had 18 rebounds against Red Bowling. Is another turnover for the Red Lady Dogs. They've kind of lost their continuity here in the second quarter.
Well, they have, and I know we keep talking about her, but great defense right there from Zoe Hayes again on Claire Fleming to cause that turnover, Daniel.
Eliza Jenkins and Abby Head coming back to the scorer's table to check in. Cherokee Upton fires a 3, knocks it down.
Good shot.
Cherokee adding 3 more to the tally. For Clay County, she's hit 13 of 39 on the season from distance. Good for 33%. That was her 14th triple of the year. Another turnover by Red Bowen, and you likely can hear the faithful. They are livid. The ball looked like it rolled out of bounds off of a Lady Bulldog shoe, but it has been granted to Clay County anyway. I didn't have a good look.
It
went off somebody's foot, but I couldn't see either for the bench there.
We'll take it and ask no questions.
We are under action with the black and gold in possession. 5:20 and ticking, second quarter. 23-12 the score. Clay County with their biggest lead of the night, 11 points. Katie Arms left block. Has it taken away by Claire Fleming. The sophomore point guard quickly across the timeline. Sets up at right wing. Dishes off to Randolph. She fires a 3. No good. Rebounded by Katie Arms. Arms going to be fouled by Fleming. And to me, I don't know what Fleming didn't have more claim to the ball than Arms did. But Fleming's going to be the one that gets the foul.
Yeah, these guys are calling it plenty tight.
I don't remember seeing this crew this year.
I don't either. I heard Matt talking before the game to Andrew, and I think he said he knew a couple of them, but one of them he didn't.
And two I've never seen. Of course, Gary Maxwell's son out there is the only one. Maxwell.
Gary Maxwell's son, he said. Is
that
right?
Craig, one over there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we've had him.
Long three-pointer taken by Copas, in and out, no good. Long rebound by Arms. 4:40 and ticking. Second quarter, Clay County still up by 11, 23-12. Lady Dogs with the ball. Arms with it. Right block. She's posted up. Kicks it back out to Copas. She fires a three.
Yeah.
Rachel Copas knocking it down. She had 3 3-pointers at Pickett Tuesday night.
Clay County on a 10-0 run here to start the second quarter, guys.
Fleming with it. Into the paint. Kicks out to a teammate who fires a free throw range jumper. No good. Rebound, Rachel Copas.
You notice that last time Katie got the ball inside, she had 3 on her, so it's going to be a couple open out on the floor.
Jenkins with it. Right block. Works into the paint. Kicks it to Head. Head now from right block. Layup, no good. Rebound, Burchett. Put back good. Riley playing a little different tonight.
Just playing like her old self.
She is. Nice to see. Couldn't come at a better time.
Try into double figures with 11 leading all scorers here, Daniel.
3:40 and ticking, second quarter, 28-12, 16 points. And, guys, I credit part of it to just having more of an atmosphere in the crowd. You know players feed off that energy.
Yeah, that helps.
Red Bullen with the basketball. Liz Anderson, left wing, defended by Abby Head. She kicks it into the corner. Now Redborn works inside, but it's stolen by Jenkins. Jenkins going to bring it down the floor. She's across the timeline. Goes from left to right. Now drives the left side of the lane. Running jumper's good.
Man, that was a tough shot.
It was. Really nice play by junior Eliza Jenkins. A good enough play that Lacey Coulter wants a timeout. 3:08 mark, second quarter. Clay County up by 18, 30-12.
With Twin Lakes Futureproof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here in Salina, 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Daniel Bradley Burchett's got 11 points into double figures. We've got, looks like, 6 Lady Bulldogs already on the board.
Well, that's kind of now we want to see. Thomas, when we play like that, regardless of our opponent, whether it be Clark Range, Red Baldwin, Trousdale, whoever, things are going to go good for us. Fleming with it on the inbound under a lot of pressure from Zoe Hayes. Hayes almost creating a steal there. Fleming does beat the pressure and get across the timeline. Works it inside to a teammate at left block, and that shot was missed. Rebounded by Izzy Hale. Jump ball called, and Clay County going to take back over possession of it. Possession arrow was in their favor. Next action for the Lady Dogs is going to come soon. Tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock tip time against Macon County here inside at Joe Simmons Gym. We will not be carrying that game on the Horizon Sports Network. It's my understanding that CCHS Media will have a video feed of it. That's the plan anyway. We'll mention that again later in the broadcast. Redborn Springs back in possession of the basketball after a steal out of the hands of Clay County. Copas didn't like it. She steals it back. Drives all the way to the hoop. Dishes across the paint to Hayes. Hayes circles out. Gives to Burchett. Burchett shot up. No good. And an offensive foul called against Bryony Burchett, her second personal of the contest. That is 17 fouls for Clay County. So we've went essentially 6 minutes of gameplay without a foul because we had six.
Six, like 30 seconds to go into the first quarter.
About
a quarter since we fouled.
So that's actually the 18th foul. However, no one in one due to it being an offensive foul. Red Bowen Springs back with the basketball, though. Liz Anderson throws it away. Clay County going to get another opportunity. And we see Lauren Weaver in the contest.
This last 2-16 here is big because we don't really let them cut in this lead. You know, if we go in halftime up 16 or 18, that'd be good. Not letting them cut it down to 8 like they did that last time.
On the floor for Clay County, Weaver, Hayes, Copas, Arms, and Izzy Hale. Arms with it, out top, swings to Copas, left wing. Hale posted up inside, they work to her, she has it. Power dribble, spins into the paint, shot up, no good. Got her on rebound, put back, no good, but she was fouled. So Izzy Hale going to go to the line to shoot two. Looking at our stat sheet, we find that Hale has hit 9 of 14 from the free throw line, making her a 64.3% shooter. And she misses that burst.
Guys, we're ticking down under 2 minutes here left in this second quarter. Red Bowling Springs not on the board here so far in this period.
That's a good point. What was the score at the end of one?
16-12.
16-12. And currently it's 31-12 after Hale hits the second free throw. She missed the first. Minute 55 and ticking. Red Bowling with it here. Second quarter action. Massengill out top. Works it over to Marshall at right wing. And it's stolen by Hale. Hale hands off to Arms. Katie across the timeline at right wing. Going to drive all the way inside to the block. Shots up and blocked by Fleming. Fleming comes the other way. She's playing quick. Going to be her against Copas. One-on-one. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Randolph. She kicks out to Anderson. Anderson now dishes to Fleming, who fires a three. No good. Got her on rebound. Did Claire Fleming. And a foul call on the floor. I believe Weaver going to be called for it. Weaver picks up the personal, trying to come up with the possession of the loose ball. So that's Fleming at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Misses that. Rebounded, though, by Red Bowling. Number 10, Marshall with it. Her shot up no good. Rebound, Katie Arms. Katie has it stolen from her by Anderson. Anderson, no, it wasn't Anderson, it was Marshall, puts it up and scores. 31-14, so the first points of the quarter for Red Bowling Springs. Izzy Hale, shot from left block, no good. Rebounded by Gracie West, a tall sophomore post player who's in for Coach Lacey Coulter. Red Bowling with a little momentum, three-pointer taken and hit. Number 11. Bailey Massengill on the shot. 40 seconds left. 31-17 the score. Clay County in front by 14. I apologize for a delayed call on some of these Red Bulling player names. Several of the girls look very much alike each other. And on top of that, I can't hardly see those red numbers on those gray jerseys.
It's hard to tell what they are.
20 seconds left. Copas with it, letting time tick away out at the top. Fleming content to let her do it. Down to 15 seconds now.
What do you think, Coach? High ball screen, Louisville, as they call it?
Whatever.
That's what we're going to see.
8 seconds now. Copas puts it into motion, kicks it out in Arms. Katie going to fire a long three. No good. Rebound Weaver, put back. No good. Buzzer sounds. 31-17. Your score here at halftime at Joe Sims Gym. Clay County with a 14-point advantage.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for First Half Stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Salina, where Clay County leads Red Bone and Springs 31-17, and they built this 14-point lead in the second quarter after leading 16-12 at the end of the first. Clay County went on a 14-0 run before Red Bone and Springs finally scored with 1 minute to go in the second stanza to go ahead 31-17. For Red Bone Springs, Claire Fleming has 4 points. Aisha Smith has 3. Brianna Thompson has 2. Liz Anderson, 3. Bailey Massengill, 3. And Kendall Marshall has 2. For Clay County, Isabella Hale has 1. Cherokee Upton, 3. Zoe Hayes, 2. Eliza Jenkins, 2. Bella Ashlock, 4. Rachel Copas, 3. And Katie Arms, 5. Clay County is being led by sophomore Briley Burchett in the post with 11 points here at halftime. Again, Clay County leads 31-17 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. About 3 minutes left here before the start of this third quarter. Clay County leading 31-17. However, Red Bullen didn't have signs of life there in the closing minutes of the second quarter. I want to quickly share the leaders against Red Bullen Springs from the series over the years. These stats would go back to 1987, Coach Sims' first year. Scoring leaders in a single contest, Riley Burchett with 30 last year. Coach Sims mentioned that game earlier. She leads the way there against the Lady Dogs. Three-point leaders, Maddie Monroe, 2013. She hit five. Tied with her are Michelle Chambers, who hit five threes in 1998, and Megan Hamilton, who hit five threes in 2003 against Red Bull and Springs. Free throw leaders, Riley Burchett, 16 made free throws last year of those 30 points. So getting to the line a lot in that one.
Yeah, she was.
As I mentioned earlier, the rebound leader, Stephanie Rich, she had 18 in 2004. Assist leaders, Melissa Webb, the Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, in 1993, 11 assists. She played with some great scorers, but she's a special player herself.
She was. She played hard. She could score herself, but best passer I guess I've ever had. You know, she could pick you apart, boy. You better be, if you're a post player, you better be on your toes, because she'd fire one in there and hit you upside the head and knock you out. You wasn't ready. You wasn't watching, you know.
Probably take pleasure if that happened.
Well, not all about that.
block shot leaders against Red Bull Springs. Stephanie Rich, she had 9 block shots in 2004. Maybe that same game she had 18 rebounds.
Yeah, it was.
And finally, the steal leader, another Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, Sonya Smith. She had 11 takeaways against Red Bull in 1990. Coach Sims, you were mentioning before we came on air there about some of the attendance policies that the TWSAA has announced for the boys and girls state tournaments that will happen in March. I know some people will be allowed. Explain that a little bit.
Well, I read the release last night and I read it again today, but said they would sell no general admission tickets. They wouldn't take any event cards or any tackle passes. Each team playing would be allotted so many tickets, and that's evidently all people will be able to go in. They'll have 3 two-game sessions, so they'll clear the gym after two games, you know, 3 times a day. Another thing, that they're having the D2 tournament at Tech. It's been at Lipscomb last several years, and they moved it over there. Of course, it's the week before the public school tournament is. I think it's like March the 4th through the 7th or something like that. And I think they're having two-game sessions for them, and I'm sure the same rules apply. You know, no passes or no general admission tickets. I was really disappointed in that. I was hoping, you know, we'd get to go, but unless one of our teams make it, we may not.
Well, the one good thing about that is they are going to play it. You know, last year, of course, Clay County's boys qualifying for yet another state tournament under Coach Edwards. And we'll always wonder. The Dogs were playing great ball, being led by seniors Jake Ashlock and Mason Sharp, had the sub-state win on the road at Eagleville. And they were going to play MAHS in that opening round game. They got as far as doing that. They drew the schedule and then ended up canceling the tournament, of course, when the SEC and NBA and all these other things are shutting down, you kind of, I guess, feel like you have to follow suit. Fortunately, that's in the past. This year, they will be playing for a state title, and we are under action here in this third quarter. The teams have switched ends of the floor. Red Bull and working at the hoop to our left. Clay Kenny the hoop to our right. Red Bull opens up with a missed shot, rebounded by Bella Ashok. Ashok ahead to Jenkins. Jenkins across the court to Arms. She wanted to fire a three. Instead, drives inside, misses her shot. Burchett with a putback, no good. Rebound, Claire Fleming. Fleming across the timeline, all the way into the paint, and she travels. Credit Copas and Ashok with cutting off Fleming, forcing her to drag her feet and create the turnover.
Full court pressure from Red Bull and Springs here to start the second half.
The pressure is beat by Clay County. Burchett with it. Left block. She scores. Left-handed shot, I believe. 7:15 mark, second or third quarter. Clay County 33, Red Bull and 17. Fleming out top. Defended by Copas. Red Bull and only 5 points in that second quarter. Red Lady Dogs with it at high post. Aisha Smith works with it. Kicks it back out to Anderson, and nobody was home. Anderson had cut the other way. Katie Arms comes up with the loose ball. She goes to the other end. Misses her shot, but draws the foul. Katie going to go to the line. As we mentioned before, she has signed to play college basketball with Freed Hardeman University. First one's away. No good for Katie. Katie had hit 57 of 77 on the season from the free throw line. Good enough for 74%. She misses both of those, though. Ashlock gets the rebound, works across to Jenkins, who misses a six-foot jumper, and a jump ball called after the Jenkins miss. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County, so the black and gold lady is going to try it one more time. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm right. They were wrong.
That was a Red Bull and Springs player who went to inbound it, but that was wrong. Copas with it. Works inside now to Burchett. Burchett at right block. Now into the paint. Kicks outside to Jenkins, and they're going to call a foul on the floor against Red Bull and number 34, Gracie West.
Yeah, a double on the right side.
Copas to inbound. Works it into Ashlock at the top of the key. Bella drives the left side of the lane. Spins to the right. And she travels. I've seen more walk calls the last two games.
Yeah.
If you listen to our broadcast Tuesday night, you'll know that in the first quarter of action during girls and boys games at Birdstown, just a tremendous amount of travels called. 6:25 and ticking. Third quarter, Liz Anderson with it for Red Bull and works it out to Smith. Smith to Massengill. Massengill works against Jenkins, gets past her into the paint. Kicked it back across to Aisha Smith, but Bradley Burchett steals the ball. Burchett the other way. She's going to be called for a travel, and that one was legit. Bradley just got her feet tangled up and took too many steps before passing. Sloppy ball for both teams coming out in this third quarter. Red Bull with the ball. Fleming out top. Directing traffic. Works across to Anderson. She fires a three. No good. Rebound Jenkins. On the floor for Clay County, the original five starters. Jenkins ahead to Burchett. Shot up good.
Man, that's a good pass.
It was.
He threaded the needle. Brady wide open.
Long bounce pass in traffic. 5.5 minutes left. Third quarter. Clay County up by 18. 35-17. Checking in for Red Bull and Brianna Thompson and Lindsey Randolph. Smith going to inbound for the Red Ladies. Actually, Massengill going to. She works it into Fleming. Copas has done a pretty good job with Fleming tonight.
Yeah, she has.
Rebound by Randolph and whistles blow. Foul on the floor against Clay County. Katie Arms, no, Burchett, 23, not 24. Burchett has three personals in the contest now. Three-pointer taken and missed. by Anderson. Missed everything. Jenkins with the loose ball rebound. She wants to go coast to coast. Kicks it outside instead to Copas at the top of the key. Now back down to Liza at left block across the paint to Burchett. She scores.
Pass.
Jenkins, great night passing.
Yeah, she's had 2 or 3 real nice assists.
You know, a lot of times you'll find Jenkins with the ball in her hands down there around the block where she could take a shot opportunity,
yep.
But she's always looking for that assist, and like we saw right then, she gets it.
Yep.
Played well so far tonight. We talked about her start on the defensive end and now coming in and facilitating here in the second half.
Red Bull in with the ball. Massengill with it. Tries to feed Smith. Ball was kicked by Burchett. Red Bull going to inbound from beneath their own goal at the right side of the lane. Massengill passes in to Fleming at right wing. She works against Copa. Shot up and blocked by Rachel. But Rachel got a little bit more than the ball, and they call a foul against her. Fleming going to go to the line to shoot 2. Second personal against Rachel. Second team foul for Clay County here in this second half. Fleming misses the free throw. I don't have stats on them, but I would wager she don't miss a lot of them.
She's 0 for tonight, Daniel. 0 for 2. Make it 0 for 3.
Rebound, Nashlock.
Like Brett told me, she was 13 out of 15, and she missed a big one there in overtime or something in that Pickett County game. But I'd say normally she does hit a good percentage.
Copas inside to Burchett. Burchett scores again. She's bound to be getting close to 20.
You're all over it, Daniel. 19. Next bucket, she'll be there.
4:45 mark. Third quarter, Clay County up by 22, 39-17. This one has not felt as close as it did over at Red Bull and Springs on January 12th.
Red Bull is just having such a hard time hitting anything. They ain't scored but, 5 points in a quarter and a half, basically.
Yeah.
That was all right at the end of the last minute of the first half. They scored 5.
That's right. 9-0 start here for Clay County in this quarter.
Clay County beats the Red Bull in pressure. Katie Arms all the way to the hoop, misses the layup. Rebound Ashok. She hands off to Burchett. Burchett misses the shot, but she's fouled. Bradley goes to the line to shoot 2.
Katie had a pretty good lane to the hole there. She just missed the layup. She'll hit most of them.
Of course, Clay County's girls, if you're not familiar with them a lot this year, 14-7 on the season. 1 loss to Pickett, 2 losses to Clark Range, a loss to Livingston, a loss to Macon County, a loss to Sunbright, and the other one to a private school,
Lipscomb.
That's right. So, honestly, the 7 teams that Clay County lost to are all quality squads.
Now, Sunbright normally is not really good, but they got a good record this year, so
Right. Evidently
they're a lot better than they are most years. Lipscomb, I don't know about them. I think they beat us in overtime, so I'm sure they got a pretty decent team. They used to be really good back 20 years ago.
Red Bull with the ball. What happened on the free throws?
Made one, missed one. Burchett then fouled immediately, picked up her 4th, and she gone to the bench with 20 points tonight, Daniel.
Red Bull misses the jump shot. Jenkins on the rebound, drives all the way to the baseline, and a foul's going to be called on the floor. Liz Anderson gets the personal. Her first personal of the contest. So Burchett with 4 now, as Thomas mentioned. Izzy Hale checked in for her. Jenkins on the inbound, misses the shot from left block, rebounded by Gracie West for Red Bowling. Massengill with it, comes across the timeline, works ahead to Marshall, and Marshall scores from the left baseline. Copas quickly ahead, and a timeout taken by head coach Matt Walker. First timeout he's taken of the contest. 3:47 left to play in the third. Clay County 40, Red Bowling 19.
Signs. Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here with 3:47 left in this third quarter. Clay County going to be inbounding. Lady Dogs sitting third in District 6A. Couple things have to play out. Number one, they have to win out. They're on their way to doing that tonight. They have one more District 6A matchup as Katie Arms fires a three, too strong off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Marshall and a foul call against Eliza Jenkins. Last district game after tonight's going to be Tuesday against Gordonsville here in Salina. We will have that game here on the Horizon Sports Network. So if Clay County wins out and Pickett loses to Clark Rains, they've still got to play them. It'll be a coin toss, essentially, between the Lady Bobcats
yeah,
and the Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, he said, yeah, all the tiebreakers, they were the same, so they ended up having to flip a coin.
And what that'll do, if we finish third, we would be playing a game. It'd be on a Wednesday night, I forget the date, maybe the 17th of February,
yep.
Here at Joe Sims Gym against the winner of a prior game. If we finish second, we would be playing on that Friday night or Thursday night one. I guess it'd be the Friday night here at home if we were the two seed. Either way, we would have to travel. So if we're the three and we win that, we have to travel to the two, which would be Pickett County. If we're the two and we win that one, we would have to travel to the one, which would be Clark Range. So Lady Dog's going to host one then travel regardless.
Yeah.
Easy Hale adds 2 points for Clay County. 3:10 left in this third quarter. 42-19 the score. Clay County comfortably in front. Katie Arms, or Abby Head, one going to be called for the foul. Probably should be Arms. She came from behind. It is Katie. Second personal for Katie. Sixth team foul for Clay County here. And Liz Anderson at the line to shoot two. First one's in and out, no good.
Now, the biggest thing is that district semifinal. You know, if it plays out, it's the coin toss or however, you know, if it's either going to Pickett or hosting Pickett.
Right.
And
that's why
it's so huge.
Copas with it on the rebound. Drives ahead. Misses a shot from right block. Jump ball called on the ensuing rebound. Copas and Fleming fighting for the ball. Ribbon Springs with the possession arrow in their favor. Cherokee Upton checking in. On the floor for Clay County right now as Katie Arms goes to the bench. Our Cherokee Upton, Rachel Copas, Zoe Hayes, Abby Head, and Easy Hale. Liz Anderson with it for Red Bull, and she's in a trap, passes out of it. To Haley McCarter. McCarter works ahead to a teammate on the baseline. I believe it's Marshall. She kicks it back out top to Fleming. Fleming drives the left side of the lane. Layup no good. Rebound Easy Hale. Hale outlet pass to Copas. Copas ahead now to Head. Head going to get it, go to the left corner and give it to Zoe Hayes, who fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Red Bull and Springs. McCarter with it across the timeline, defended by Abby Head. She gives off to Marshall. Marshall defended by Zoe Hayes. Foul called against.
Oh, that was pretty picky.
Cherokee Upton. Yeah, I didn't see that one.
I didn't either.
First personal for Cherokee.
Both fouls six times, so we're going to be shooting a bunch of foul shots this last quarter in 2 minutes, looks like.
Yep, 2:16 left in this third, 42-19 the score. Clay County with a big advantage, and each team with 16 fouls. Fleming with it, has it knocked away by Hayes. Copas picks up the loose ball. Rachel with it, going to go all the way to the hoop. She's cut off, kicks it back out now to Zoe. Zoe across to Bella. Bella, a jump shot from right elbow, no good. Ashlock opened up with 4 or 5 points early and kind of went cold. She sat for a lot during the second quarter, though. Red Bullen with the basketball. Fleming, left wing, hands off to McCarter. She fires a three, no good. Copas with the rebound, and her momentum takes her out of bounds. Should have let that go.
Well, it looked like it came down right in her hands. I don't know why she didn't catch it.
Red Bullen going to inbound. Zoe Hayes coming out, in for her, Katie Arms.
Here we are, under 2 minutes, guys. Just 2 points in this quarter for Red Bull and Springs. The defensive effort tonight has been great from the Lady Dogs, and it continues there. Easy Hell with the block.
So 7 points in essentially two quarters, the second and the third, for Red Bull, and is a foul's called against Red Bull. And number 25, Josie Green. Coach Colter playing a lot of girls tonight.
Yeah.
Cobus at the line to shoot two. First one's good. Rachel shooting 73% from the free throw line this year. We mentioned her three-point shooting earlier. On the season, she's hit 26 of 71. Good enough for 37%. Cobus missed them both.
One.
Rebound by Red Bullen. Taken away by Ashlock, though. Upton fires a three, right wing, no good. Hit the right side of the iron, rebounded by Red Bullen. Massengill with it, comes across the timeline. 1 minute to play in the third quarter. She hands off to Fleming, and head coach Lacey Coulter takes a timeout. 1 minute and 1 second left in the third. Clay County 43, Red Bullen 19.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gymnasium, where Clay County has opened this one up, guys. They lead 43-19, 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. And Briley Burchett's leading all scorers with 20 points. Lassar go to the bench. She may be done for the night with the rest of the starters. No, I still see Arms and Cobus coming back out here.
Joining them on the floor, Cherokee Upton, Lauren Weaver, and Hallie Buford checking in for the first time tonight. Massengill with it, top of the key, works to the left, drives the left side of the lane, and a foul going to be called, I believe, Katie Arms. Arms didn't agree with the call.
I didn't either. I didn't think she touched her.
Third personal against Katie Arms. At the line to shoot is Massengill. First one's away, no good. Rebound, Lauren Weaver. Weaver out, makes a pass to Upton. Upton at right wing with it, going to pull up. Cherokee, a three-point specialist, decides not to shoot, though. Swings around to Copas. Copas going to drive the left side of the lane, give off to Buford. Buford now with it, gives back to Copas. Arms, right wing. Upton, top of the key. Weaver, left wing. Copas, left corner. She drives baseline. Had a shot, decided to pass it up, give it to Katie Arms, and she hits the three.
Yeah.
I started to fuss on Rachel a little bit.
I thought she'd shoot a reverse layup right there. She had the whole this side of the goal open, but she kicked her out for a three.
Got an assist, and Arms got a triple. Red Bull with the ball. 10 seconds left. Third quarter, 46-19 the score. Lady Dogs comfortably in front of their K-9 counterparts from Macon County. Missed three-pointer by Marshall, and the third quarter ends. 46-19 the score. Stay with us for the fourth and final quarter.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Back here for the third quarter, or the start of the fourth quarter in Salina, where Clay County leads 46-19. Daniel, we can talk about the scoring all we want, but it's a defensive effort of Clay County here. 7 Red Bone Springs points in the last 16 minutes.
Yeah, 5 points in the second, 2 points in the third. Stifling defense. Clay County's played good tonight. And I go ahead and credit part of it to these Clay County cheerleaders who are making their appearance for the first time since December here at home. They're bringing a lot of good atmosphere here to the crowd. Several freshmen on the squad, Allison Collins, Kelly Devanna, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. Sophomores, Katie Burnett, Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, Kenley Trobaugh. Juniors, Anna Ray Collin, Taylor Kirk, Zoe Siever, and Tamara Smith. And finally, seniors, Austin Ware and Maggie Ware. Perhaps you can hear them as they cheer now. Clay County with the basketball. Lauren Weaver, left wing, works inside the Burchett. She kicks it over to Upton. She fires a three. Good. Second three-pointer of the night for Cherokee
she
Upton.
She can get her feet set and look at it for just a second. She's pretty consistent.
Pretty solid. 7.5 minutes, fourth quarter, 49-19. Clay County leading by 30 at this point. 35 in the fourth is the mercy rule. If we reach that threshold, the clock will run continuously. Red Bull and Springs, Smith scores two more. Copas with it now, top of the key for head coach Matt Walker and this Lady Dog squad. She drives into the paint, kicks to Burchett. Burchett now to arms at left wing. She drives down the center of the lane, throws up a shot, no good. Rebound Burchett, put back no good, but she was fouled. Briley going to go to the line. Hannah Raines coming to the scorer's table to check in. Hannah, the third senior on this squad. We talk a lot about arms and Copas and Raines, another one. I know, Thomas, you mentioned her one night how good a player she's been. We don't always see her on the floor, but always at practice, never complained, works hard, a four-year member of the team, and good to see her working in here at this point in the game.
And there's a lot to say for that, isn't there, Coach, these players that put 4 years in.
Yeah, I always had a lot of respect for the girls that, you know, knew they wasn't going to get to play a lot, but they stuck it out. And I think there's a lot, you know, that you can get from just being on the team and, you know, the teammates that you have and working as a team and all that stuff. And
absolutely.
I think it's something you take with you when you graduate.
No doubt. Free throws both missed. Burchett hits one, giving her 20.
One.
21. Oh. Red Bull with the basketball. Foul called against Clay County. Katie Arms gets her third. I had her for four. Scoreboard has her for three. Briley Burchett checks out. Cherokee Upton checks out. On the floor now for Clay County, Hannah Raines, Rachel Copas, Abby Head, Katie Arms, and Hallie Buford. Shot away by Smith. She hits the first one. As we mentioned, Clay County back in action tomorrow against Macon County. Macon County in a big contest tonight against York. That's a big game in District 8 AA.
It is.
17-5 York, 14-5 Macon County. Of course, Macon County was poised to go to the semifinals of the AA state tournament last year before COVID shut it down. I know they graduated Miss Basketball. Did she win?
Yeah.
Keely Carter, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, they won their first game. You know, they're going to play Nolensville. I saw both games, and Nolensville had a good team, but I think Macon could have beat them.
Copas fires a long three and hits it.
I really look for a lot better game tomorrow than we gave them up there. They handled us pretty good early in the year. We weren't playing as good. They were playing better. Their confidence has kind of been shaken the last month or so, getting beat by all these really good teams. I'm hoping it's a better game anyway. I felt the same way at Clark Range. I didn't materialize, but maybe it will tomorrow.
That is a 3:00 tip-off for that girls' game tomorrow. We will not have coverage here on the Horizon Sports Network. We'll be back in action covering the girls again on Tuesday night here in Salina when they take on Gordonsville. Katie Arms checking out of the contest. Kennedy May coming in. A Red Bull and Springs player, that's Marshall at the line. She missed her first free throw. Second one's away. No good on it as well. Rebound by Buford. On the floor for Clay County, Raines, Head, May, Copas, and Buford. Rachel with it. Top of the key. Dribbles to the right. Uses the Raines screen. Now goes left. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Red Bull and Springs. Unfortunately, the player couldn't hang on, and it goes out of bounds. Clay County. You've got to maintain possession.
Woodcock's little sister.
Okay. Emma Woodcock, younger sister of the great Clay County Bulldog, Landon Woodcock.
Right.
Abby Head on the inbound pass, too strong. Copas has to retreat into the backcourt to get it. She thought it was going to be an over and back.
It wouldn't have been.
No, because nobody had touched it.
Right. Well, the inbound from this end,
it's
not.
Yeah, she just caught it, stuck to her run with it.
Copas picked it up and just walked with it, and a travel was caught.
Honest mistake there, though.
Watch out. Red Bull now with the ball. 5:45 left. Foul call. Kennedy May going to be called for the reach-in. 30 points the difference, 53-23. Boys action coming up after this one. Clay County, of course, 18-2 on the season, 12-0 in the district. Kind of going against their alter ego, Redbone Springs this year, who's 0-21, 0-12, actually 0-13 in the district. Tonight's their last district game for Redbone. Just a tough year for Redbone. Of course, longtime head coach Mike Owens stepped down, and Andrew Mullenix replacing him this year. Not a lot of guys on the team. It's a young team, and it's been a tough season for them.
Yeah, it is. Michael told me several years ago that after that bunch of seniors graduated last year, it's going to be pretty tough for a while.
Buford misses a three-pointer, too short off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Redbone. Marshall with it, working against Copas. Rachel doing a nice job with her. Marshall still trying to get past Copas. Just simply cannot do it. Copas is too quick for her. Finally hands it off to Marshall. Not Marshall, but McCarter. McCarter travels. Of course, the boys being led this year by junior Grant Strong in scoring, averaging 32.6 points a game. Has to be among the state's leading scorers. I think second in the mid-state, only behind one other guy, is Copas. Fires a three, no good. It goes out of bounds. Just a tremendous season that he's on pace to have. Has 656 points, I think it is, through 20 games. Crazy stuff happening on the boys' side of things, Thomas.
Yeah, it is, Daniel, and we're looking forward to, you know, what's the ceiling for Grant Strong and this Bulldog team. That's what we're looking forward to, is mass substitutions are coming here for Coach Walker, Daniel. Copas leaves the floor for her round of applause, just like the other starters did. And Clay County pretty much dominated here tonight in this girls' game.
Coach, before we get to calling this reserve action, what's your thoughts on the boys this year? I know you hang around and watch them usually.
Grant's as good a player as there is in the state, probably. You know, I haven't seen everybody, but I think he's leading single A and scoring. First kid from Black County, I think, averaging about 36. He signed with Ole Miss, but hey, we got a solid team. When he gets a little help, you know, scoring, we're a lot better, I think. Yeah. I thought at Pickett County the other night, all the other guys struggled pretty bad. Gunner hit a couple of shots, but finally in the last quarter, they, Spivey, of course, he missed most of the first half.
Foul
hit a few shots, and Keaton usually gets scoring out of him, but I don't know how many he had the other night, but it didn't seem like too many to me. But I think our chances are really good to go a long way. I mean, the only two games we lost was the Good Pasture and that Webb team, and they're bound to be awfully good.
Clay County with the ball, a foul call. Hannah Raines called for the offensive foul. On the floor for Clay County right now, we've got freshman Emma Walker, freshman Kendall Matthews, freshman Maddie Hayes, senior Hannah Raines, and sophomore Bailey Watson, who's making her first appearance of the season. I believe she had an injury, and this is the first time we've seen her, Thomas.
Yeah, it is, Daniel. Good to see her back out on the floor. She's a fiery player, just like a lot of these freshmen. Got some good potential.
Kendall Matthews with it. Crosses the timeline. 4 minutes left in this one. Maddie Hayes with it. High post. Starts to drive the paint. They call her for an offensive foul. They're just not going to let you stick that arm out tonight.
No, she didn't really hit her that hard, but she did stick it out there.
53-25 the score, 28 points the difference. Coach Walker going to get his 99th win. Be trying for 100 tomorrow against Larry White and the Lady Tigers. Red Bull and Springs with it. They lose the handle on it, and Emma Walker picks it up. She gets in a trap. And a foul going to be called against Redbone Springs is number 20, Haley McCarter. That is the ninth team foul against Redbone. So we're going to walk to the other end, and Emma Walker going to shoot free throws, perhaps for the first time this season. It will be. First attempt of the season from the free throw line for Walker. It's away. No good. Rebound Hayes. Hayes with it in the paint. She loses the handle. Walker picks it back up, though. Hands off to May. May back into Hayes, and Hayes scores. They say she traveled. I thought it was a good move by Hayes.
That is it. You can't do nothing right for that rim.
Red Bull back with the ball. 3.5 minutes left here in this girls' contest. 53-25 the score. Lady Dogs with the advantage. Red Bull led early 4-9, and since then, I don't think Clay County's trailed.
Well, it's, you know, from what we was expecting, it's really a nice outcome. You know, we was expecting a really close game,
yeah,
especially the way they've been playing. But, I mean, after about halfway through the first quarter, I mean, we've just controlled this game.
Yeah,
you know?
You're right. And getting close to postseason, it's nice to see that separation.
Right.
Well, I like the response here of this Lady Bulldog team. You know, after the big loss of Pig County, coming down, coming home here in front of this big home crowd, and, you know, kind of making a statement, say, hey, you know, we're still here. We've still got a shot at this thing. And you know, with Red Bull and Spring playing Pig County that close, they didn't get close to Clay County tonight.
Emma Walker hits one of two free throws. A couple Lady Dogs rebounded that second, missed one, and could not convert on putback points. Red Bull taking back over. Yeah, you're right, Thomas. I was curious, you know, because tough loss up there. We didn't play too great. That was a big game. It meant a lot towards postseason stuff, and I was curious to see how Mount Walker and his squad came out tonight, and they came out and proved that they are a top-three team in this district. Now, Red Bull is going to finish fourth in the standings, so we see that big separation between third and fourth place.
Well, I think between fourth and fifth, there's a big separation.
Yeah.
I think Red Bull is considerably better than Monterey, Gordonsville, Trousdale.
I agree.
Somebody else. Is that all of
Jackson.
Them? Jackson, yeah. I think they're considerably better than any of them.
Kenzie May at the line to shoot two. Both teams in the double bonus now. May misses the first. Second one's away. Misses it as well. Rebound Red Bull. 2:45 left in this one. Red Bull in the basketball. Massengill right wing. She throws it out of bounds. Clay County going to get another opportunity. Resetting things for you here on the floor for the Lady Dogs. Maddie Hayes, Emma Walker, Bailey Watson, Kennedy May, and Kendall Matthews. Matthews has came in late in contest this year. Hit a couple outside shots. May with it. Top of the key. Dribbles to the right. Kicks it back to Walker. Walker gives it back to May. Kennedy drives down the left side of the lane, loses the handle on the ball, fights hard to get it back, and a jump ball called. Possession arrow in favor of Red Bull.
I thought we defended, you know, really well, but, I mean, they got some pretty good shots. They just didn't shoot the ball very good at all tonight, you know, especially that second, third quarters. You know, they didn't hardly even score.
Red Bullin with it. A right elbow. Marshall drives inside. Jump shot no good. Rebound by Lee Watson. Watson with it. Going to come across the timeline. Cuts back to the right into the lane. Kicks out to Matthews. She fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Watson. She's fighting for it at least. Another jump ball going to be called. And like you were saying, Thomas, that's what you get with Bailey Watson. A greedy player fighting for the loose ball.
Yeah, she gives it her all when she's on the floor. There's no doubt on both ends.
Maddie Hayes on the inbound play. Her shot no good. Knocked out of bounds by Watson, who was trying to come up with the rebound. Minute 48 left in it. 54-25 the score. 29 points the lead for Clay County. Clay County going to go to 15-7 on the year. 10-3 in district play. Red Lady Dogs with it. Red Bull going to fall to 12-10 overall. 8-6 in the district. Of course, those six losses for Red Bull and coming to Park Range, Pickett, and Clay County. Three-pointer hit by Red Bull and Springs. Was it number 25, Josie Green?
Brandon Hicks, 23, Daniel.
Maddie Hayes puts it up left block. No good. Rebound Marshall for Red Bull. Minute 10 left. Marshall works into the paint. Kennedy May comes up with a steal. And now a foul going to be called against Red Bullin. May going to walk to the other end to shoot two. Kennedy missed her last two attempts coming into tonight. She was 7 of 16 on the year. for about 43%. Of course, most of May's attempts coming late in the contests. That one's away, too strong off the back of the iron. Second shot's away, no good. Rebound by Madison Hayes. Hayes now feeds it inside to Watson. Her shot's up, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Kendall Matthews. Red Bull going to take over. 56.1 seconds left here in the contest. So the Lady Dogs with a strong test tomorrow. That's going to be a good game to play. Macon County, a team that's on the same caliber as the Clark Range. And that's the teams we've got to beat to advance.
Yeah.
Tuesday night against Gordonsville, not a lot of a contest there, hopefully. Clay County's proven they're better than Gordonsville. And the final regular season game against East Robertson a week from tonight, I don't know anything about their girls.
Last time I saw a record, they hadn't won a game.
Oh,
they
were
all
right.
For the year.
You mentioned that at Pickett.
Yeah, they may have won one lately, but.
23 seconds left in this one. Clay County just turned the ball over. Red Bull going to have it for perhaps the last possession. Massengill with it, right wing. Kicks it out top to a teammate. Now back in Massengill's hands. Now to Marshall. 3 seconds on the clock. Woodcock fires a three. No good, and the buzzer sounds. This one goes final from Joe Sims' gym. Clay County 54, Redbourne Springs 28. Stay with us for the Eco Panels Lady Dog Wrap-Up.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We'll now do the Lady Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County winners tonight by a final score of 54-28. And as we look down, break it down by quarter, 16-12, and then the one in favor of Clay County, 31-17 at the half. 46-19 at the end of the third, and then that final of 54-28. Coach Sims, what'd you think?
Well, I thought we played really good. It's good to see Briley reestablish herself as a dominant post player. I thought she played her best game of the year, probably.
Yep.
Katie, Rachel, Liza, really big, you know, defensively, getting rebounds and assists. But it's a good team win. You know, the game, like I said earlier, that we was expecting to be fairly close turned out to be a blowout, you know.
Yeah, I saw you yesterday, and I mentioned, hey, it's going to be a good tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And I was expecting, you know, we beat them by, I think, 12 last time.
Something like that.
It's a close one. Didn't see that tonight.
No, we, you know, like I said, you know, first quarter, you know, we was up 3, but from that point on, you know, it was all Clay County. Like I said, we ran the floor, you know, we got steals, we controlled the boards, and we defended well. I don't know if we defended as good as the scoreboard looked like. They had some shots and just missed. I mean, you can't shut everything down, but normally they'll probably shoot the ball a little better than they did tonight, but I really think we're a lot better team than they are. Night in and night out, I think we played them, we'd beat them just about every time.
I tend to agree. Looking at scoring, no Red Bullman player in double figures. Final scoring for them, Shannon Higgs had 3. Kendall Marshall had 4. Gracie West, 1. Massengill, Bailey Massengill had 5. Liz Anderson, 3. Brianna Thompson, 2. Aisha Smith, 7. And here's a pretty big number, Claire Fleming with 4 points. So I know she made me... Maybe she is their leading scorer. She's their best player.
Yeah.
And to hold her to 4 is
good. Her and Anderson, I think they're probably their 2 best scorers, and they had like 7 between them. You know, if you can do that to another team's best 2 players, that's kind of like when, you know, Katie and Bradley get 7 between them at Clark Range. Our chances of win, 0-0, you know, and they're
right.
Just the same way. If those 2 don't score, you know, 15 apiece or better, you know, they're going to have a hard time putting points on the board.
Points for Clay County, 1 point for Emma Walker. 3 points for Izzy Hale. 6 points for Cherokee Upton, 2 three-pointers. Zoe Hayes had 2. Eliza Jenkins had 2. Bella Ashok had 4 points. Those came really early, then she did not score again. Rachel Copas, 7. Katie Arms, 8. And then the leading scorer tonight with 21 points, Bradley Burchett.
Well, like I said, she had a really good game. You know, Red Bull's not very big, so I felt like, you know, if we just throw the ball, she could score, and she did, you know. And early, they were just playing her straight up. They started double-teaming her later in the game, and she'd have to dish off. But if we get 20 out of her every night, that's, you know, I'll take that.
To me, there's only 2 players that I've seen in District 6 that can successfully defend her one-on-one, and that's Abby Bilbrey from Pickett County and Chloe Howard from Clark Range.
Yeah.
They can take on that assignment. And she's still going to get some points.
Well, she is, but they're just much taller than her. She just has a hard time getting her shot off. And I think she has a little better success against Power than she does Beverly. Beverly, she just, I don't know, for whatever reason, she just doesn't have much luck playing against her. But
everybody else has the double team.
Yeah, everybody else.
And if they don't, well, she gets 21, right?
Right. I mean, she's got enough moves. She's not terribly tall, but, you know, she can get her shot off against most people. That's like... Stia Ashlott was taller than her, but she'd play against those big old girls. She'd get her shot off. And we run up against one time, about 6'4", and Stia had a hard time getting the shot off on her.
Right. Lady Dogs back in action tomorrow against Macon County. Final thoughts on that one before we head to boys' action here in a minute?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I hope it's a whole lot better game. You know, we're playing pretty good. Macon County's had their confidence shaken here in the last 2 or 3 weeks. They've been... You know, get beat pretty good, you know, 20 and 30 against really good teams. But still, you know, I don't think they're playing hardly as confident, cocky as they were back earlier in the year, because they was on like a 40-game win streak there from last year over into this year.
Till right.
I guess New York beat them about a month ago, and they beat them like 52 to 32. So they're having a hard time scoring. Like I said, against good teams, you know, Upperman beat them 30. Livingston beat them 17 the other night.
And of course, those are rematches. Macon County won the first time, then these other teams are getting them
right.
The second. Well, maybe that'll be the case here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess people maybe have figured out how to guard them a little better than they did early, but they're having a hard time right now. Like I said, we've been playing pretty good. Other than Clark Range, we didn't play good. Pekin, we played pretty good at times, not too good at times, but all the rest of the games, I felt like since Christmas, we played well.
That will be a 3 o'clock tip tomorrow here in Salina against Macon County. Folks, that's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon and Bat Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball. Streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Budget Pest Control Boys 6A update. This past Tuesday's action saw Clark Range losing to Trousdale County 47-69. Clay County beat Peavy County 59-56. Redmond Springs lost to Jackson County 30-68. And it was Gordon's for beating Monterey, 53-41. So, Coach Watson, you went 2-0 in those picks the other night, putting you at 2-2 on the season. Tonight's contest, 4-16 Clark Range is hosting 9-10 Gordonsville, and that's the game I'm going to have you pick. Clark Range, Gordonsville.
I'm going to have to go with Gordonsville, I believe.
The home team in that one? Actually, the away team, rather.
Yeah.
And 15-5, Pickett County hosting 13-9 Jackson County. What do you think about that one? Who's the winner?
Can I flip a coin on that one? I don't know, but I believe, you know, I think a lot maybe depends on whether or not that Amoness back to full strength. I know he was down a little bit. Under the weather, looked like the other night.
Bit
but
of a stomach bug.
They match up real well.
They do.
And it could be a barn burner. And I tell you, I could go out on a limb and pick Jackson County on that one.
I feel the same way. I think the Blue Devils will pull off the upset. 18-2, Clay County hosting 0-21 Red Bull. And about to call that one. 7-16 Monterey hosting 10-6 Trousdale County. Current District 6A standings. Clay County has locked up first place. They are 12-0. Second place Pickett, 9-2. Third place Trousdale, 8-4. Fourth place Jackson, 7-5. Fifth place Gordonsville, 5-6. Sixth place Monterey, 4-9. Seventh place Clark Range, 3-7. And Redmond Springs has locked up eighth place, so to speak, with their 0-13 district record. The Boys 6A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. No rat too big, no mouse too small. Budget Pest Control kills them all. Now we'll wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashok Strong Insurance. Thomas, make sure you cover it all, just like their agency does.
I'll do my best, Daniel. My policy tonight is I think the Dogs need to get this one over as quickly as possible. You know, we've seen some battles in the past between these two neighboring county rivals, but tonight's not the case. This team's over for the season, just like you said. And tonight's going to be another no contest for the Red Dogs against what we'll call a state championship contender here in the form of the Clay County Bulldogs. Don't you think, Coach?
I think, you know, this is one of the nights where we need to play cautious, careful, and, you know, and go out there and get the job done in a hurry so we don't, you know, have a chance of a sprained ankle or something like that in the
That's
game.
That's right.
And, you know, just go out, take them serious. It's like they're the best team in the conference when you walk out on the floor. And prove your point and get the game over with if you can.
Sounds good. That's been the full coverage final word. Brought to you by Shock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Subway Boys starting lineups in this District 6A matchup between first place and last place teams. Redbone Springs, their starters. Number 33, Cody Mee. Number 1, Chris Hackney. Number 5, Colton Copas. Number 20, Jordan Bohanna. And there's another one, number 12. I'm going to listen to get his name. I apologize. Well, I missed the other one.
I think I said Keaton Comer.
Keaton Culver. Okay, he's changed numbers. So he's number 12 instead of 21. I'm sorry for that delay, folks. Let's move on to Clay County. Starting for the Black and Gold, a sophomore, number 13, Keaton Arms. A junior, number 2, Eli Smith. A junior, number 4, Jeff Spivey. A junior, number 11, Grant Strong. And a senior, number 10, Gunner Silk. Clay County's head coach, of course, Rob Edwards. In his 21st season overall, 466 wins to 191 losses on the season. Clay County 18-2 overall, 12-0 in District 6A play. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon and my Bulldog fans to come to enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because it's Subway, fresh is what we do. Looking at some serious notes here before we get started. Clay County has won 7 straight in this series. In the last 20 meetings, the Dogs are 18-2. Coach Edwards is meeting Redmond Springs for the 47th time overall. He's got a 34-13 record against them. 22 times he's met them here in Salina. He's 16-6 against them here at home. Pretty dominant. It is almost time, Thomas, for this matchup.
Yeah, I tell you, Daniel, just to lay the scene here, I'm just overly impressed to hear
Michael Miller do the introductions with our crowd for the first time this season. You know, folks are excited to know this is probably not going to be much of a game, but there's a lot of guys here, people here, wanting to get a look at these Bulldogs, wanting to get a look at Grant Strong, and they're fixing to get a show.
And it is underway. Grant Strong has stepped into jump board against Cody Meese. Strong does control the tip. It goes to Spivey. Jeff hands off to Gunner Silk. And Clay County going to be shooting at this hoop to our left. To start off the first half, Redbone swings the hoop to the right. Silk with it, left wing, swings to Spivey. He fires a three. Yeah! Hit it. Give him three. Spivey starting early. Nice opener for the contest.
Yes, it was. Straight to see with that good, smooth, silky stroke tonight.
Redbone Springs with the basketball. They have it at the top of the key. Redbone wearing all red tonight with gray numbers on those jerseys. Very hard to see. I'll do my best to explain who's got the ball to you. Copas with it at right wing right now. He hands off to a teammate. It's Hackney with it, who's defended by Spivey. I don't have classes on the Redbone players. Hackney hands back off to Comer. Comer going to have it stolen from him. Now he gets back a hold of it. Hackney right wing, takes a long jump shot, misses everything, and it goes out of bounds. Clay County going to take back over, leading 3-0, 6:57 mark first quarter.
First possession for Redbone Springs. They're in a 1-3-1 defense, Daniel. Let's see if they stick with that or what they have to do here to try to slow down this Bulldog attack.
Silk going to walk across the timeline with it. Kicks it to Spivey left wing. Eli Smith left corner. Now back out to Silk. Back to Spivey left corner. He fires a three. Misses it a little short. Rebound Strong. Put back no good. Got his own rebound again. He put it back and hit it, and he was fouled.
He's getting too much of a habit on this, guys. I mean, he's missing that first shot. Of course, we don't know what kind of pound he's taking on that arm when he's trying to put it up.
It does seem like that happens quite a bit, but credit him with staying after it, getting that loose ball and putting it back. Completes that three-point play, Grant, with 3 points. Spivey with three. Should be 6-0. It's not, though. It's 5-0 on the scoreboard currently. I suppose that is the official score for the moment. 6:25 and ticking. Redbone Springs with the basketball. And a travel call.
Yeah, get a floor mistake.
As most everybody knows, this is the first contest since December 4th against Clark Ranes that there's no restriction on attendance. There is a maximum number set, but don't even worry about that. If you get the chance, come on out and watch the Bulldog teams in action. Clay County back with it. Grant Strong drives left baseline. Reverse layup, no good, but he draws the foul and goes to the line. Strong just getting to the free throw line a tremendous amount this year. As of this last Tuesday night, he had hit 164 of 207 free throws. He's two for two so far tonight as he hits that one. 79% shooter on the year.
And, you know, we look around the crowd, and it looks like we got a pretty good crowd, but, of course, we're not sitting cheek to cheek tonight. So
right.
we're probably maybe, we may be around our third to highest capacity if we really pack them in.
Yeah,
but it's great to have this crowd here with us tonight.
Strong hits them both, making it 8-0. Redbone with the ball. Comer with it, working against Smith. Kicks out to a teammate. They try to go inside to Meese. Knocked away by Arms. He passes ahead to Strong, and he rattles the rim with a big slam dunk. Redbone tried to feed inside to Cody Meese. Keaton Arms got to handle the ball. Spivey picked it up, and credit Spivey with the assist, who passed it ahead to Strong for the big slam dunk. Timeout taken by Redbone Springs. 5:48 mark first quarter. It's 10-0, Clay County.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, Red Bull and inbound coming out of this timeout. Clay County using some full court pressure. We'll see if Red Bull can beat it. They're in a trap right now. Spivey comes up with a steal. A jump ball going to be called. Good job. It was Spivey and Smith setting up a trap. Spivey reached in, got possession of it, and then that jump ball called. Red Bull maintains possession. They'll try to inbound again.
Turn me back on.
I didn't want to make a miss you, Coach. Red Bullen does beat the pressure. Come across the timeline. Hackney with it, right wing, working against Strong. Strong cuts him off. Hackney now trying to find a teammate to pass to, and he throws it out of bounds.
Yeah, I might have something interesting to say maybe before the ninth over with. You never can tell.
10-0 early in this one. 5:24 mark. Teams met earlier on January 12th in Red Bull, and Clay County won that in 55-23. Coach Edwards playing a lot of his young guys early. Alley-oop play for Strong. He could not convert. Silk just a little off on that alley-oop attempt. That was a called play by Coach Edwards, just could not connect on it. They did to open the game at Red Bullen on the 12th of January. Travel call against Comer. Eli Smith making him do it.
I don't know about that one, guys. We knocked it loose, and he went and got it. We'll take it.
Silk going to walk across the timeline. Clay County, the number two AP-ranked team in the state, 18-2 on the year, losing only to Good Pasture and Knox Webb. Of course, Knox Webb, the opening game of the season, I believe. Good Pasture, Christmas tournament game. Gunner Silk knocks down a three-pointer.
Good to see him back on target tonight. He had a little bit of a rough outside shooting night the other night, but looks like maybe he's got his eye back again.
13-0 early. Jeff Spivey comes up with a steal. Spivey going to come down the other way into the paint. Kicks out to Strong at right wing. Now Silk, top of the key. Gunner drives. Finds Smith on the baseline. Layup no good. Gunner going to be fouled by Cody Mee.
Good ball handling. Good teamwork there, guys.
I said Gunner was fouled. Eli Smith was fouled. Eli going to the line to shoot two. Smith on the season, a 58% free throw shooter. He's only hit 7 of 12, so he's not had a lot of opportunities. He hits that one, though. Smith, a solid player for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and that's what we go back to. You know, Strong gets all the headlines, guys. But, you know, this is a solid team. Below Strong, you're looking at, you know, 7 players deep and can come in and out and just play well. Gunner Silk and Eli Smith, the leading defenders on this team. You see Silk pick a pocket of a Red Bulldog right there. Not sure what happened. Maybe fouled after he got it.
Jump ball call.
Jump ball. But, you know, a solid team across the board here.
And you mentioned the depth. I questioned if we had much depth earlier in the year, but we've got 3 dandies. As Spivey fires another 3-pointer, that one too strong, kept alive by Smith. They say he went out of bounds, Red Bull and ball. Got 3 dandy reserves on the bench, Jimmy Burchett, John Hamilton, and Bryce Bailey, who we'll see a lot of tonight. And they blossomed into great players, all of them sophomores. Red Bull win the basketball. We're halfway through this first quarter. I hadn't given them the score in a few minutes. It's Clay County 15, Red Bull and none. Greg Strong with a steal. Clay County coming the other way, Strong at the top of the key, averaging 32.6 points a game this year. Swings at the Silk at right wing. He fires a 3, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Red Bull Springs. Seems like we've played the majority of this game on the Clay County end. Finally, Red Bull getting back into their front court. Hackney with it. He's into the paint. Hands off to Comer. Comer kicks it out to a teammate. A 3-pointer taken and missed by Kopas. Kopas got his own rebound, though. Put back good. Red Bull on
good,
the board.
Good hustle by Red Bull in spring.
15-2 now the score. Strong with it, going to run the point for Clay County. He fires a long 3, top of the key, too strong off the back of the iron. Rebounded by number 20, Jordan Bohannon. Bohannon works ahead to Hackney. Hackney at right wing, working against Strong. Drives to the right, hands off to Bohannon, defended by Silk. He quickly gives it up to Kopas, Colton Kopas. Works at the top of the key. Red Bull just cannot get past this defensive front. Clay County's putting on, I guess it's a man defense. But
yeah, just straight up man, Daniel. And you're just seeing the top weave, the dribble handoff, and they just can't turn north and south to get to the rim there.
Finally, Hackney does so, misses the shot, though. Rebound Keaton Arms. Arms coming with a full head of steam. He's going to go coast to coast, guys. Left-handed layup, no good, though. Keaton getting involved there. And Arms is one we've not talked a ton about. He kind of has a quiet role and plays it well, but he's capable of going double digits any given night.
Yeah, and he's probably averaging just right under it, I would say, Daniel. And, you know, we've seen all 4 of these other guys contribute night in, night out when we need them.
Spidey pulls down a rebound. Jeff across the timeline. He's got it at the top of the key. Kicks to Strong. Strong going to drive inside. He goes cross court to Smith, who drives out baseline, kicks it back to Silk. Silk at left wing. Now Strong fires a three, left wing, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Comer for Red Bull and Springs. Substitutes already at the bench for Coach Edwards. I see a fresh five waiting there. Rebound pulled down by Keaton Arms. He passes ahead to Strong. Strong into the front court, gives to Silk. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Spivey. Jeff's putback's good off the glass.
Good rebound.
Pulled it down, had a power dribble, banked it in. Minute and a half left, first quarter, 17-2 the score. Clay County with a 15-point lead. Red Bullen with the ball. Three-pointer taken by me. Left wing, no good. Actually, it was Copas on the attempt, and Spivey pulls down another rebound. Spivey with over 100 rebounds on the season, averaging three a game. Thomas, who scored that bucket for Clay County?
Grant, he's got nine so far tonight.
9 points for Strong. Is a timeout taken? No?
Clay County. Looks like we're going to do a wholesale subbing in the last minute.
Clay County going to take a timeout. We're going to play one ad here. A minute 11 left in the first quarter. 19-2 the score.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, on the floor for Clay County, White Browning, Jimmy Burchett, Bryce Bailey, John Hamilton, and Andrew Smith. Foul called against Burchett. First team foul for Clay County. Burchett with one. Red Bull going to inbound. They also have some fresh faces out there.
You see the three reserves we were talking about, and then the two freshmen, Daniel, Browning and Smith.
I'm curious to see the progression of Browning and Smith. Both of them, a lot of promise as young players.
You can see he's taking a page out of his brother's book with that defensive pressure.
45 seconds left in the first quarter. Clay County leading by 17, 19-2. Bryce Bailey off of on a rebound, comes across the timeline, works ahead to Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy going to circle back out top, run the point here for this second squad.
Red Bull is in a 2-3 matchup, basically. You'll see Browning and Hamilton kind of trade free throw to baseline here.
Bailey misses a three-point attempt from right wing. Burchett with the rebound, works down to John Hamilton at right block. His shot no good, but a foul called on the floor. Clay County going to inbound. Bryce Bailey going to do it with 19 seconds left here in the quarter. Bryce going to inbound from beneath his own goal. Works it in to Andrew Smith. Smith at the top of the key. Works back to Bailey at right wing. Now inside to Browning. Browning can't hang on. And the ball is knocked out of bounds.
Stepped out of bounds with it.
Red Bull going to have the last possession of this opening quarter. 11 seconds left. 19-2 the score. Red Bull on the inbound trying to work against some full court pressure. Comer with it. Works the Copas in the front court. Now by Bohannon in the corner. He fires a three. No good. First quarter ends. Clay County leading by 17. 19-2 here in the Battle of the Bulldogs.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 19-2 here over Red Bone Springs. Grant Strong, 9 first quarter points. Jeff Spivey, 5. Gunner Silk, 3. And Eli Smith has 2 for Clay County.
Starters back on the floor for Clay County to start this second quarter. Coach Watson, how do you... You coached a lot of high-ranked teams in contests like this against, I'm going to use the word, inferior opponents. How do you get your guys up for it?
Well, you know, that sometimes it's a pretty tough job because, you know, they realize that they're not, you know, going to have to strain like they have a lot of times. And a whole lot of times they may wind up not really playing a good ball game against an inferior team like that because, you know, they just don't have that just a little bit of tinge in their muscles that they need.
Right. Three-pointer taken and hit by Hackney, number one. 19-5 the score. Gunner Silk out top for Clay County. Works to Smith at left wing. Now Strong on left baseline. Grant kicks it over to Arms in the paint. His shot's up. No good. Rebounded by Strong. Grant with it. Going to circle back out into the corner. He's in a trap. Passes back inside to Keaton. That pass knocked away, though, by Bohannon. Bohannon with it in the front court. Gives off to Comer, who kicks it to Hagney. He fires
another three
and hits it. Hagney,
you got to take these guys seriously.
Right. It just like we were saying there to open up the quarter, you got to find some momentum, even though that they feel like they may be the better squad, as Grant Strong adds two more. 21-8 the score, and timeout taken. 30-second break. We'll play one ad. 6:32 mark, second quarter. Clay County leads by 13.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Rising Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. Home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, where we find Eli Smith at the line. He already shot one. Shot one and hit it. Second one's away. Missed that one. Spivey with the rebound. Works across the paint to Strong. Strong's put up. No good. Got his own rebound. No, it's Smith on the putback that time. It's no good. Spivey pulls it down again. Clay County with four chances here. He passes to Strong. Grant going to back out the left wing now. Drive in. Jumper from left elbow. A little too short. Rebound Keaton Arms. Arms is put back. No good. And it's rebounded by Red Bullen. I hope you were able to follow all that. Long story short, everybody had an opportunity and none of them scored.
That's right. You did a good job of following it.
5:50 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County up 22-8. Eli Smith defending Comer, who has it. Comer gives off to Bohannon. Now back to Comer, who's at left wing. He dribbles right and a foul call against Eli. First personal for Eli. Only the second team foul for Clay County. Girls winners in the opener tonight. Never was really close. Clay County kind of dominated that one as we're sitting here in this boys game. 22-8 the score. 5.5 minutes left. Of course, Red Bull and both programs, a new head coach this year. Always tough to come in and do that. Lacey Coulter on the girls' side having a little more success than Coach Andrew Mullenix and the boys is Cody Mee.
Another three-pointer.
22-11. And honestly, Red Bull has kind of climbed back in this a little thanks to those three-point makes.
A trio of threes from deep, Daniel, here in this second quarter.
Keaton Arms, right block, offensive foul going to be called.
Yeah, lowered his shoulder.
Keaton's so much bigger than the other guy.
Yeah.
He got the call. Hard to argue. We saw the same calls in the girls' game. They've been consistent throughout. He's an offensive player tonight. You cannot throw the shoulder. You can't lead with an arm at all.
And sometimes the little guy gets some sympathy.
Red Bull on them out under pressure. Spivey there with a lot of pressure. And he comes up with the steal. Works to Silk now. Silk hands off to Arms. Arms back to Gunner. Gunner at right wing. Drives inside. Kicks to Spivey. Spivey a long two-pointer from left wing. No good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Keaton back to Jeff. Jeff over to Gunner. Gunner fires a three. Good.
Good one.
Second three-pointer of the night for Gunner Silk. Gunner's hitting a good stroke on three here in the last couple ball games. On the season, he has hit 18 of 66. Another steal and strong takes it with authority to the hoop. Not a dunk. A layup off of the backboard, and he's well into double figures now. 27-11 on this Clay County run. 4.5 minutes left in the second.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Red Bull and Springs 27-11. Midway through this second quarter, Grant Strong's got a baker's dozen to lead all scorers, Daniel, 13.
You know, the last time these teams met, Strong had 20, which is probably a season low. But it's because they said half the game.
Right.
You know, and that's just the way it is. Coach Edwards not one of these guys that's going to leave his star out there just to pad stats in the game that he ain't got any business being out there. Red Bowling comes down and scores. 27-13 now, Lamar. Strong goes baseline, adds two more.
It's a good pass by Gunter, then. Well timed.
On the floor for Clay County, Strong, Silk, Burchett, Bailey, and Hamilton. Red Bull across the timeline, and Jimmy Burchett called for the reach-in foul.
Another one of those afterthought fouls.
Jimmy, a great defender. He just hadn't hardly mastered the art of it the way Smith and Silk have.
When you get beat, leave him alone.
Yeah. Still wants to try to play from behind every now and then. It gets him, doesn't it?
Yeah, and trying to cover up maybe what he thinks is a slight mistake.
3:50 and ticking second quarter here. Burchett is with the steal now. Jimmy coming hard the other way. Gives the Grant. Grant to the hoop and scores.
Nice and easy.
It was.
Good pass by Burchett.
Red Bull on the inbound. Still working against full court pressure. 31-13 the score. Three-pointer taken by Comer. No good. Rebound pulled down by Aubrey Link, the freshman. Burchett steals another ball. Jimmy just ultra quick. And has a he's a little longer than Smith and Silk.
Yeah, he is. And like you talked about, the quick feet is the thing with Jimmy. The strong drives across the lane there and blocking foul as he goes to the floor there, Daniel.
Bo Hannon comes up with the foul. Sixth team foul against Red Bull. Foul was on the floor, so no shot's going to be taken here. Silk inbound. High pass to Strong in the paint. He's at the free throw line. Kicks it back to Gunner, who fires a three.
Another three. That's three of them tonight, isn't it?
It is. Gunner really feeling it tonight, particularly from right wing where he's hit his last two.
And Grant has hit him a couple times with his stroke. Just all he had to do was catch it and stroke it.
3 minutes left in this first half of play. Clay County in front, 34-13. Red Bull with the ball. Copas fires a three-pointer, no good off the back of the glass. Rebound Burchett. Jimmy across the timeline, passes ahead to Gunner. He tries it again. Woo-hoo!
And another one.
Four three-pointers for Gunner Silk in this first half. Foul going to be called against Silk. His first. 37-13, 2.5 minutes left in this second quarter. So looking at the three-point leaders against Red Bone Springs, we see Trent Bowles leading the way with 7 made three-pointers back in 2011. Silk with 4 already in this one. The only thing, as we mentioned, though, how much time will Silk, Strong, and some of these other starters get tonight in this contest?
We had a walking call out of bounds then.
Well, this one's starting to stretch out a little bit, Daniel. 37-13, the Clay County advantage here. We may see them get a little time early in the third, but that's probably about it.
Strong with it, right wing for Clay County. Tried to go inside to Hamilton. He's double-teamed, though. Couldn't do it. He swings instead to Bailey out top, who goes to Gunner Silk. Silk going to be fouled. Gunner going to go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Next action for the Clay County Bulldogs will be tomorrow here at home against Macon County. The girls' game is set to tip off at 3 o'clock, so that should put the boys tipping somewhere around 4:30. Silk makes the front end of the 1-1, earns the right to shoot the second. 4 final regular season games for the Dogs, of course, here tonight. Then tomorrow against Macon, Tuesday against Gordonsville. That'll be the last district contest. And then a week from tonight here at home will be senior night against East Robertson. Silk make the second one. Gunner hit them both. 39-13 the score. Red Boyne with it now. Three-pointer taken and missed by Hackney, rebounded by Strong, and a blocking foul call. The Red Bullen faithful, who have stayed for this boys' contest, wanted an offensive foul call, but that's just not the case. Going to be Keaton Comer picking up that foul. Strong at the line to shoot the 1-1. Tomorrow was the second date that had been chosen to honor the 5 newest members of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. However, when Governor Lee made the last executive order that has now been rescinded, the decision was made to go ahead and put that off. So Bob Prophet, Johnny McLaren, Gary Plumley, Jeff Brown, and Brittany Walker Huckabee will be inducted either this fall or this coming January with the class of 21. Strong on the free throws, Thomas. 1 of 2. 1:55 and ticking, second quarter. Red Boyne Springs knocking down a long two-pointer. It was Copas with it. Strong quickly coming the other way. Gives off to Silk. Silk fires a 3. Hit it.
And another one.
From the right wing. That's his spot tonight. Minute 40 and ticking. 43 points for Clay County. 15 for Red Boyne.
You can say he may be on a record pace if he gets enough chances.
Right. Yeah, because as we mentioned, Trent Bowles holds the current record during the Rob Edwards era with 7 three-pointers made against the Red Dogs. Silk with 5 at this point.
4 in this quarter, too, Daniel. He's up to 17 points on the night. Grant Strong has 18.
Silk had 14 the other night in the win at Bergstown. Has had some good offensive output here of late. Silk back with it. Out top. Swings to Burchett right wing. Now back to Gunner. Spivey left wing. Smith left corner. Now Gunner. Fires the 3. Top of the key. No good. Keaton Arms. Rebound. Put
good
back.
Good follow.
2 points for Arms. Under a minute to play here now in this first half. Clay County up by 30. 45-15. Red Boyne Springs across the timeline. Hackney with it. Drives baseline. Running jumper. No good. Rebounded by Link. Link sends it back out top to Comer. He fires a 3. No good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Silk, who has it knocked away and out of bounds. Clay County does maintain the possession. 39 seconds left here in this second quarter. On the floor for Clay County, we see Spivey, Arm, Smith, Burchett, and Silk. Strong getting a breather here towards the end of the second quarter. Strong very seldom goes to the bench. Usually plays every minute of a contest. Smith with it, right wing. Sends it back to Silk out top. Now Burchett left wing. Just swinging around the perimeter. Eli Smith fires a 3 and knocks it down. He hit it from right wing. That's the spot tonight.
Yeah, I believe that spot over on the floor is where it's at.
10 seconds left in the second. Red Boyne with it, trying to beat this full court man pressure. And they come up with a steal. Burchett with it. 4 seconds. He's to the hoop. Misses the shot. Rebound Bailey. Put back good. No, it was Spivey. Jeff Spivey on the points instead of Bailey as the second quarter ends. Clay County leading big here over their canine counterparts from Macon County. Bulldogs of Salina 50, Bulldogs of Red Bullen 15. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Joe Sims Gymnasium here in Salina, where Clay County is dominating Red Bowling Springs here at halftime. They lead 50-15, and they jumped out to a 19-2 lead at the end of the first quarter, and then outscored Red Bowling Springs 31-13. That's right. Clay County put up 31 second quarter points, including 4 3-pointers. And just an onslaught, which included a 13-0 run midway through that second stanza to gain this 35-point lead for Red Bowling Springs. Chris Hackney has 2 3-pointers for 6 points tonight. Colton Copas has 4. Cody Mee has 3. And Aubrey Link has 2 for Clay County. Eli Smith has 6. Keaton Arms, 2. Jeff Spivey, 7. And then the two at the top, Gunner Silk, 4. I'm sorry. 5 first half three-pointers, has 17 points already tonight, and then Grant Strong
18 first half points. Again, Clay County leads by 35, 50-15 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show, Clay County leading 50-15 here at halftime over Red Bull Springs. We'll go ahead and share some series leaders between Clay County and Red Bull. Scoring leader, Tyreek Key. He had 47 his senior year in 2017. Three-point leaders, we already mentioned this one, Trent Bowles was 7 back in 2011. Also his senior year, Gunner Silk threatening that one tonight. He has 5, looking at the top 3 of 3 points. Tyreek Key set 2nd with 6 made. Peyton Smith, 5th, and Ad Gunner Silk tied with him with his 5 so far tonight. We have no Bulldog in the Rob Edwards era who has hit 10 or more free throws in a game against Red Bull, and that's kind of curious. Rebound leaders, 4 guys tied with 11 rebounds against Red Bull. Chad Watson in 2003. Chase Stevens also in 2003. White Mabry in 2016 and Roy Frog in 2002, all with 11 rebounds against the Red Dogs. Assist leaders, John Wayne Browning, he had 9 to lead the way there in 2016. Block shots, 4 guys, all with 3 apiece. Dustin Rich in 2005, Matt Maxfield in 2016, White Mabry in 2016, and Josh Endicott in 2015. And a lot of guys, let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys tied with 5 steals against Red Bull. Chad Watson had 5 in 2003. Chase Stevens also in 2003 with 5 takeaways. Dawson Russell in 2017. White Mabry, 2016, he had 5 steals. Don't see that a lot out of a post player. Heath Kimes, 5 takeaways in 2019. Tyreek Key, 5 in 2017. And finally, Corey Hamilton in 2012 with 5 takeaways. I wish somebody would get 6 so I wouldn't have to announce all them, Coach Watson. So kind of a who's who there from the last 20 years on the leaders against Red Bull. And Clay County just playing really good tonight. They're up 50-15. Coach Watson here. As we get close to the start of the third quarter, it looks like the starter's probably going to get to come out for at least a short amount of time. How long do you let them go?
Well, you know, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you're still kind of afraid, you know, with this much time left, because we've seen, you know, if they can come out and do some scoring. But, you know, I always kind of like to start each one of the quarters. It says start, and I thought my starters, you know. And then after that, pretty quickly, even in in the third and fourth quarter, you know, you can start subbing a little bit. But, you know, and a whole lot of times if the other guy doesn't give up, sometimes you're kind of scared to give up and pull your guy.
That's a good point. Red Bowen, you know, has difficulty doing a wholesale change. Only three players on their bench tonight. So eight guys dressed for Red Bowen Springs. A very small number for first-year head coach Andrew Mullenix. They are 0-21 on the season. Guys, I've been there as a player myself. My senior year in football, the only defeated season in Bulldog football history, we went 0-10. And, you know, I'm not ashamed to say that because I started as a sophomore on a good team that went 7-5 into the second round of playoffs, and I probably worked harder during that 0-10 season than I did during that 7-5 season. Coach Sims has often said he probably did a better job coaching in a lot of the years that they were down and didn't have as good a team. That's just the way it is sometimes.
And it is. And you watch this Red Bone Springs team, they don't back off of it all. You know, they're giving it 100% the whole game. As Keaton Arnes, we saw him do it before, guys, come out with that offensive mind here in the second half. Power dribble into the hole for two.
A steal for Strong in the backcourt. Taken back away by Bo Hannon. Strong never had full possession of it. As Aubrey Link scores. Red Bull, that's actually Cody Mee adding those 2 points. 7:20 in ticking, third quarter action. 52 for Clay County, 17 for Red Bull, and Gunner Silk with it, top of the key. Swings to Spivey at left wing. Jeff dribbles, goes inside to Arms. Arms to Strong, who's in the paint, and he's going to be fouled. Foul was on the floor. First team foul of the second half for Red Bull. Comer going to pick up the foul.
You see the Red Dog sticking with this 2-3 matchup zone, Daniel, and you know, saw Strong go to the middle section of it there as Spivey catches the inbound pass for two.
Well, explain that, Thomas. When I know what a 2-3 zone is, but what's the matchup part of it?
Well, matchup, when you have a player run through your area, you match up with them. So it's kind of like a man-to-man at that point in that corner. And then when they come out of that area, you drop back into the zone. So basically you guard the guy that's in your area.
Right. Red Bull with the basketball. Comer out top. Swings to Bohannon inside to Mee, who scores from the left block with a left-handed layup. Cody Mee, a pretty good-looking player. Probably 6'5", good tall kid. Smith with it, left corner for the Bulldogs. Gunner Silk now out top. Swings back to Smith. Smith cross-court to Spivey at right wing to Strong at baseline. He's working against a smaller player and an offensive foul call. That has been one thing, you know, night in, night out, each crew has their own thing they do. Pickett County, it was travels. Tonight, it's been charges.
You're right. And it's just, that's one that Strong usually gets away with. It's against a smaller.
Well, he was a little guy.
Yeah, smaller guy there. And he did a pretty good job, too, of selling that one.
Yeah. Red Bull with the ball off of the Clay County offensive foul. Copas fires a three. Give it to him.
Guys, you can't overlook them. I know they're down quite a bit, but now.
54-22 now the score. Clay County leads by 32. Red Bullen, though, kind of hanging around at that distance. Spivey right wing inside the Strong. 6-foot jumper good. Strong in the upper teens now.
Put it on the floor.
Cody Mee with it for Red Bullen. He's at right wing. Kicks out top to Comer. Comer swings to Bohannon in left corner. Now inside to Hagney. Hagney, 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound goes off of Eli Smith's hand out of bounds. Red Bowen going to have the possession.
A little bit of different look defensively here from Coach Edwards as he starts working on maybe a 1-3-1 or a zone action there on that possession, Daniel.
Copas with it on the inbound play for Red Bowen. Kicks to Hackney outside, who's defended by Silk.
Yeah, 1-3-1 with Grant Strong at the top. We've seen this several times. You know, coach, take this opportunity to try to practice a few things in live action.
Yeah, you know, when you get into a game like this, a lot of guys keep, you know, they're kind of weak and they keep trying to press and things, but it's a great time to get down the floor and work on your half-court offense a little
sure.
bit against someone that you don't see every day, that don't know exactly what you're going to do.
Right.
And it can be a real, real good learning session.
Hackney at the line shooting two, hits the first one, making it 56-23. 33 points now the difference. Second one's away, and it's no good. Spivey had the rebound. Copas was out of position. Copas called for the over-the-back foul. Clay County going to take over. Silk with it, going to walk it down the court. I'd like to see Gunner pull the trigger on another three-pointer. He's hit five on the night. Four of them in the second.
Yeah, he's just so unselfish, Daniel. You know, he's not going to come down and jack one up. If Spivey gets a foot back on a strong miss for two more for him, he's into double digits.
5 points left, or 5 minutes left. As Keaton Arms comes up with a steal here in this third quarter, passes ahead to Silk. Silk layup, no good. Rebounded by Copas for Red Bull. Copas passes off to Comer. Comer across the timeline, gives to Bohannon. Bohannon inside to Hackney, and that pass stolen by Spivey. Spivey kicks out to Arms. Arms ahead to Silk. Silk across the timeline at right wing. Pulls the trigger on a three. No good.
And just as I say that, this little heat check here for the second half as Silk pulls up and tries his luck at getting that number six.
The teams have switched ends, of course. Coming out of halftime, Red Bowen is shooting at the hoop to our left now. And Clay County shooting at the hoop to our right as we sit high atop the visiting bleachers here in Joe Simms' gym looking down on Rob Edwards' court. Silk going to walk across the timeline. Coach Watson, not something that we've addressed on air, but, you know, over the summer, as the facility was named after Coach Sam Strong, fires a three, no good. Rebound by Spivey. Jeff's going to kick out the Gunner. He drives to left elbow. His jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Red Bowman. The facility's renamed this summer after Coach Sims, Coach Edwards. Both of them went and interviewed Coach Watson, especially Coach Sims. He pointed directly to you. He said, look, when I was getting started, Coach Watson was the one there to help me get underway. He said, I didn't listen to a lot of people. I didn't trust a lot of people, but I trusted him. And then Coach Edwards, of course, said he's just continued on what you built. So both of those guys that this building and this court named after pointed to you as a leader and a mentor.
Well, of course, you know, we're a different school now, different times, and, you know, it's a great honor for those guys, that well-deserved for both of them, because, you know, I never coached in this building, and they have, and but it's great, and I think that, you know, somewhere along the line, you know, you don't coach for honors and for things like that. You coach because you enjoy working with the kids, you enjoy what you've done, and, you know, as a coach, I never kept up with things like that. You know, somewhere when I got ready to retire, someone had counted up all this stuff. We did, and I guess, guys, that was my fault. We don't have a lot of part of the records we don't have today is because, you know, that was something that we didn't really emphasize. The one record we looked at was that one loss record.
That's right.
And as we're in timeout, Coach, one thing I'd like to say, the building still stands over there on the Salina High campus.
Maybe they ought to name that after me.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
If
it ever had a name, that's what it is.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Aubrey Link firing a three, or not a three, but a long two. Missed it coming out of this timeout. Hackney with the rebound. His putback no good. Spivey pulls down the rebound. Link, though, takes it away from him. Keeps it alive for Red Bull. And Bohannon with it at right wing. Works into the paint to Copas, who kicks it right back out to Bohannon. He fires a lofty shot. No good. Rebound Gunner Silk. Silk now into the front court. Goes into the paint. No look pass to Strong. Strong kicks out to Arms. Arms to Spivey. Back to Silk. He's going to fire the three. Will it go? It does not. Rebound by Link.
Guys, along that same line, when Coach Sam was hired, some of the board members weren't real, sure what he could do, and they wanted me to be if I would be an assistant. I said, I'll help him in the gym all he needs, but I will not sit on the bench with him because he's the coach now, and if an old coach is sitting on the bench, they're going to always question, hey, is this Coach Sam doing this, or is this Coach Watson or somebody giving him all this?
So, right.
You know, inside the gym. Yeah, but not out in public, because that was his job, and he, as I we can see, he's well earned what he did with it.
Had an outstanding 24-year career. Red Bowman back with the basketball. Hackney inside, shot up. It was good for two. 2:45 and ticking here, third quarter action. Clay County in front, 58-25. Action's been a little slow the last few moments, and that allowed us to have some of this discussion. Strong adds two more points as the baskets are starting to fall now here late in the third. Red Bowen with it across the timeline. Comer out top. Substitutes coming to the scores table to check in. The familiar faces of Bryce Bailey, John Hamilton, and Jimmy Burchett. Long three-pointer taken and missed by Red Bowen. Rebounded put back by Bohannon. No good. And they're going to say he was fouled. So Jordan Bohannon to go to the line to shoot two. district tournament will be coming up here in about 2 weeks. Clay County locked into that first place, so I've got it on my board in my office here at school. I'm pretty sure Friday the 20th of February will be that contest. Substitutes on the floor for Clay County: John Hamilton, Bryce Bailey, Jimmy Burchett, and Andrew Smith return, and joining them for the first time tonight, Weston Birdwell.
And Daniel, as they head to the bench, Grant Strong leads with 22 tonight. Jeff Fiving has 11. Gunner Silk, those 5 threes and 17 points on the night. Arms 2, and Smith leaves with 6.
Good night. Jimmy Burchett with the rebound of the missed free throw. Comes down into the front court, gives to Birdwell. Birdwell to Smith, now back to Burchett. Jimmy out top. Coach Edwards up tonight, giving instruction to these younger guys, making sure they execute the plan. Hamilton set up at high post. They look inside to him. Can't get it to him, though. Now it's in his hands. He dishes down low to Birdwell. Birdwell shot up. No good, but he was fouled. Good job by Hamilton catching him passing, finding Birdwell open at left block. Weston Birdwell goes to the line, looking at season totals that were updated after the Pickett County game Tuesday night. We see that Birdwell was 1 of 4 from free throw in the season prior to that shot that he hit.
Yep.
Making 2 of 5 now, with one more coming. It's away, short off the front of the rim, rebounded by Birdwell. Birdwell kicks to Hamilton, a 10-foot jumper, no good, rebound Bailey. Bryce Bailey going to be called. I started to say for a travel, but it's a jump ball call. Possession arrow in favor of the Red Dogs. Clay County up 61-25. Minute 44 left in the third.
You know, while we got a little time here, too, kind of thinking about it when I wrote that opener tonight, talking about how Clay County could be here from now, and if they get there to the state tournament. You know, we talk about the atmosphere of those sub-state home games. Well, we're going to have several of those. Can you imagine how you're going to get to play a district title game at home and a region championship here at home, followed by hopefully a sub-state. Got to win. Got to keep going to get there. But that's unprecedented, guys.
It is. What a great year to have a strong elite team. That would be great to see. Timeout has been taken here, full timeout. Minute 29 left in the third, 61-25 Clay County.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices. This is Chris Hicks.
Minute 29 left in the third. Kovacs at the line to shoot. Misses the free throw. Rebounded by Burchett. Jimmy across the timeline. Playing quickly. Into the paint. Going to go to the hoop. Shots up and good. On the floor for Clay County, John Hamilton, Bryce Bailey, Jimmy Burchett, Andrew Smith, and Weston Birdwell. Minute 15 left in the third. Clay County up 63-27. Another great night for the Black and Gold. Going to go to 13-0 in district play as the travel's called against Red Bull. Clay County going to be 13-0 in district play, 19-2 overall. So just another classic dominant regular season for Coach Edwards and the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and, you know, you're the guy that knows all the numbers, Daniel, but you just look back over the last decade anyway. If we can get to that Elite Eight, this will be the 6th appearance out of the last 7 years, I think.
Sounds right.
If I'm correct. And, you know, just Edwards kind of, you know, like you said, Coach Watson started it, and then Edwards has really expanded upon it here in this decade.
John Hamilton adds 2 more points on the inbound play. Red Bullen back with it. Kopas working against Birdwell. He loses the handle. John Hamilton comes up with a loose ball. Passes to his cousin Jimmy Burchett. Burchett passing ahead, looking for Andrew Smith. Ball knocked out of bounds. 37.6 seconds left. Here in this third quarter, 65-27. Bailey on the inbound play, works to Hamilton. Nice shot off the glass.
Another one off the inbound.
Hamilton with four now, I think, in the contest. All coming in this quarter. Under 30 seconds to play in the third. Comer with it out top for Red Bull and dribbles to the right, and he travels. Nice to see those team pictures of our two state champions in this week's edition of the Dale Hollow Horizon. Fifth and sixth grade girls and the junior high boys sitting proudly on the front page. Bailey with it, hands off to Smith. Smith now gives to Birdwell. Weston gets aggressive, goes to the hoop and scores.
Good-looking move.
Under 10 seconds to play in this third quarter. Red Bull with the ball, 69-27. The score, that'll be a difference of 42 points. Desperation 3, no good for the Red Dogs at the end of 3. It's Clay County 69, Red Bull 27.
Bakes Nation Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Fourth quarter action underway. Red Bowen coming up with a stolen possession here. Clay County throwing it out of bounds. 7:45 and ticking, fourth quarter, 69-27, and it is a running clock.
Yeah, this is mercy time now, isn't it?
42 points the difference. Copas with it out top for Red Bowen, and this 7.5 minutes will go quickly. We've seen it before. On the floor for Clay County, we have Jimmy Burgett, Bryce Bailey, Andrew Smith, Wyatt Browning, and Austin Anderson. Anderson with it. Browning had the rebound, gave off to his classmate Anderson. Anderson drives down, gives to Bailey. He gets to the hoop and scores. Bryce Bailey was left open.
Nice little move.
And it's during these moments when we see Bailey in with all freshmen and sophomores, you kind of see him becoming the dominant guy on the floor. He's going to be a great player over these next 2 years as he's a junior and senior.
Yeah, you know, like you say, him and Burchett in here, they're just kind of on another level. That's the reason why they get those big minutes in crucial times right now over some of these other ones.
Weston Burble at the scorer's table to check in. A Red Dog at the line to shoot free throws. First one's good. I believe it's Maxie Wilson, number 34, taking those shots. Bailey and Burchett check out, probably for the last time. Likely won't see them again. Wilson banking in the second free throw. So we've got sophomore John Hamilton on the floor with four freshmen, Austin Anderson, Andrew Smith, Weston Birdwell, and Wyatt Browning. Birdwell with it out top, swings to Smith at left wing, now back to Anderson. He drives inside to the paint, tries to give up to Browning, can't feed him, so he kicks it back out to Birdwell. Birdwell spins, dishes off to Smith, reverse layup, good. Nice play.
Another nice play.
Of course, Andrew, the younger brother of Eli. Their dad, Shane Smith, one of our sponsors here, sponsors the Eco Panels Bulldog Wrap-Up that we'll be doing directly after the final buzzer on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Anderson with a rebound off a missed Red Bull jump shot, comes quickly to the other end, gives to Wyatt Browning. Browning going to drive the paint, six-foot jumper, no good. Fought for his own rebound, couldn't hang on. It's pulled down by Hackney. A couple of years ago, with the format the way it was, we would be seeing a rematch of this contest in what would have been the district quarterfinals. However, for the second year in a row, the District 6 tournament will be held much like the AA tournament around here has for years. We'll see the Bulldogs get a double bye and placed automatically in the semifinals. You'll be seeing this Red Dog team play the number 5 squad from the regular season, while the number 6 and 7 teams play each other. The 5 and 8 winner will advance on to play number 3, I think it is. No, number 4. I'm sorry. And then the winner of the 6-7 matchup will play number 5.
Guys, I think during the year when we had about 10 teams in this district, Coach Heisbacher and I from down Gainesboro at our fall meeting, we convinced that it wouldn't be a good idea if you won the conference, you'd get that double bye with 10 teams.
It's deserved.
We went about 2 weeks before we played in the district tournament for to get down to it.
That's the only downfall.
Right. But it was
Clay County playing quickly. Smith ahead to Hamilton. Hamilton couldn't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Red Bull going to take back over.
We always felt like, you know, if you win your conference, you really should be automatically qualified for the next round.
I think that's a great point, because a couple of years ago, when one met eight in that district quarter, we had a tight district, and it was possible for the eight to beat the one. You know, it was not outside the realm of possibility.
Yeah, you're right, and you know that makes Clay County there. The tournament starts on the 15th. A week from Monday,
yeah.
I guess.
Yep, that's right.
And then it'll run through that entire week, and then the championship will probably be played
Tuesday.
That's right. So
yep.
First action for the Bulldogs will probably come on Saturday.
Yes. Yeah, the girls' semis would be Friday, the boys' semis Saturday. That's exactly right. I misspoke about that during the girls' game earlier. Foul called against Joseph Burble. And we see a Red Dog at the line. 3 minutes and ticking here, fourth quarter. You'll have to forgive us. We get to wandering a little bit with our discussion late in the contest. 73-30 the score. Clay County in front by 43. Austin Anderson checks out. Braden Allred checks in. Joining Allred on the floor are Joseph Birdwell, Colton Anderson, Wyatt Browning, and Xander Hale.
And guys, I can remember back, back when I played, the only time you could lose a game and get to go on was in the finals of the district tournament. Number 1 and 2 went on to the region, and number 3 and 4 played for a consolation, which didn't do anything except give you a third-place trophy.
Didn't advance.
Right. You didn't have, of course, it's become such a money-making thing anymore that if you could, like with Rickman and Clark Range, if you could let Rickman and Clark Range play each other 4 times during the year and fill a gym up, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's a big draw.
Right.
At that time, like you said, the top 2 out of each district went on. Now, of course, it's the top 4.
I mean, I've always felt like it was me that did it. If you lost in a tournament, you lost. You go home. And
yeah.
If I win it, I shouldn't have to play the same team 4 times to get to the state tournament.
Unless you're the Lady Dogs and Coach Joe Sims. Imagine that.
Unprecedented did it 5th time that year.
Without that, it'd be Jackson County 1 out of 5 for the state title coach. So,
right, but, you know, it gives more chances and things.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of, you know, they say, well, somebody gets upset. Hey, if you get upset, you got upset.
That's true.
No points scored here in the last 2 minutes while we've been discussing things here, folks. It's still 73-30 as Browning takes one from the free throw line, Daniel. He's had several attempts in the paint.
Had a lot of good looks. Unfortunately, none of them have fallen for him. Red Bull back in possession. Minute 15 left. Xander Hale comes up with a steal and a foul on the floor. Going to be called against Red Bull. Minute 10 and ticking here in this fourth quarter. 73-30.
Seen the appearance of a few other players here, I think. Is that Joseph Birdwell entered the game?
We've got Anderson, number 21 Anderson, in down here now again. And
one of those nights where everybody's got to see the floor.
Yeah.
Xander Hale with it, shaking and baking, going to the hoop, gets an assist. No, he doesn't. Anderson can't complete the play.
He had a great pass to his teammate.
Hale with a crossover, had a good attempt there. And now carrying the ball, a turnover by Aubrey Link. What is the official name for that
carry?
Carry, yeah. Joseph Berg will run the point for Clay County. Gives to Browning, who fires a 3, misses it too strong off the glass. Colton Anderson on the putback, no good. Rebound Link, a flurry of action here to finish this one. 20 seconds left in the contest. Clay County up by 43. Three-pointer taking it, hit by Redbourne Springs. And it was number 12, Comer, knocking it down. Joseph Verbal, 8 seconds left in the contest. Can he convert on points? He fires a three, no good off the front of the iron. Rebound, Browning, his putback, no good, but he was fouled. With 1 second on the clock, Browning goes to the line.
Get his name in the scorebook here with his points.
On the season, Browning has recorded four free throw attempts, has hit two, making three of five now, 60%. Browning going to shoot another. It's away. No good. And the buzzer expires this contest. 74-33, the final here from Joe Sims Gym. Stay tuned for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show. The Clay County girls are now 15-7 on the season. With their win tonight, and the boys advance on to 19-2 and a perfect 13-0 in District 6A play, after winning tonight by a final score of 74-33. We'll now do the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Well, guys, this one played out like about like we expected it to. You know, Clay County jumped out to a 15-0 lead. Redbone only scoring one bucket in the first quarter, led 19-2. But, you know, they kind of showed some signs of life there early in the second quarter, if you'll remember, Coach.
I think they kind of told Coach Evans, hey, you know, don't play with us. You know,
right.
Come out here and play us like you would anybody else.
And Clay County started missing a few shots, went cold, and like we talked about, this Red Bull and Springs team, they don't quit. They don't slow down, and they cut it. I think it was, you know, about a 10-point ball game where you can't pull your starters. Well, Coach Edwards and
those guys, mostly freshmen and sophomores.
They look young. I don't have classes on them,
yeah,
but I think
they
so.
They look awful. Some of them look like they might be eighth graders.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, they can do that.
But at that time, you know, it was about a 10-12-point ball game. Clay County ripped off a 13-0 run, spurred by Grant Strong. He ended up leading score tonight with 22. Got it out to 50-15 at the half, and then it was over from there, guys. We all know that. Chris Hackney led Redbone Springs with 10 points. Colton Copa, 7. Cody Mee, 7. Keaton Comer had 3. Aubrey Link, 2. And Maxie Wilson, 2. So not just scoring tonight, was it, Coach Watson? Pretty good defensive effort.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I mean, like I said, these guys could, I mean, if you didn't take them serious, they could play a little basketball with you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And have improved, in my opinion, than
yes,
where they were a month ago.
Yes. Right.
Even though they haven't won a game, you know, and that's some credit to, like you say, the first-year head coach and the will of these kids. Poor Clay County, looks like about a dozen on the board here tonight. Weston Burble had 3, Andrew Smith 2, White Browning 1, Bryce Bailey 2, Jimmy Burchett 2, John Hamilton 4, Eli Smith 6, Keaton Arms 4, and then 3 starters in double figures tonight. That's a good thing.
That's
across
a good looking
the board.
To see, yes.
Jeff Spivey 11, Gunner Shipp 17, and Grant Strong 22. So we see Strong again below his average. But guys, it's hard to do that. You know, you talked about Tyree Key having 40 something against this team. Well, that was in about a close 2-point ball game.
Yeah.
Who knows? Could have been overtime.
Yeah.
We've seen some battles. We've seen that at Grant Strong when he gets 40. It's in a close game.
All right. Coach Edwards isn't going to leave Grant in late in the third, in the fourth, just to get that 32.6 average, you know. He's
right.
Going to get him out healthy and rightfully so.
Right. And just to add to that a little bit, not talking about any other team or any other thing, but there's a Mr. Basketball candidate, I think, up Upper East Tennessee, had 60 the other night. I think the team won by 60. So that's the difference here between Clay County and, you know, Grant Strong scored 100 tonight, probably,
well, sure.
If he wanted to.
Yeah.
But you know, you want to be respectful, and you want to do it the right way, and that's the way Coach Edwards and this Bulldog team does it, isn't it, Coach Watson?
Guys, you know, I think that is a very, very highly respectful note that the coaches here now have to the coaches that preceded them. Like you guys
right.
said, you know, I appreciate the words that were said about me,
yeah.
And I kind of looked at it. You know, we had the scoring record here with, you know, David Short. That was a tremendous job, and he did it in a district tournament against
right.
a tough opponent. And I always said, guys, if you're going to break the record, that's the way you'll break it.
Right.
It won't be broken against
Tyree Key doing it in the state tournament.
Right. I mean,
that's right.
And, well, like when Coach Edwards passed my total last year, look at the big game it was.
That's right.
I mean, it wasn't just something.
It's a subset game.
It means right. something that way, guys.
Yeah,
that's true. That's a great
right.
point.
Just another solid effort from Clay County here. Got up and got out of this one.
That's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs. Stay with us. We're going to play one more promo here on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Come back and announce tonight's TDS top performers. You're listening to the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come.
Back here on the Farm Bureau postgame show for the final time tonight, Clay County won this District 6A doubleheader. And now it's time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's contest. Thomas, I'll go ahead and start with the girls and announce that Bradley Burgett, in her return to form tonight, the TDS top performer on that side. They tried to play her one-on-one, and we see what happens when that takes place. Bradley Burgett gets 21.
That's right. You can't guard her one-on-one, and most teams know that, and I assume the Red Bull and coach just said, well, let's try it. You know, we couldn't take down the Lady Bulldogs at our place. Let's try something different here. Go man-to-man, take Katie Arms and some of these others out. Well, Riley Burchett made them pay for that decision. And that's what we talked about. You know, you kind of mentioned her struggles. Well, honestly, they haven't been struggles.
Right.
They've been game plans schemed against her.
Exactly.
You know, we've seen zone defenses with three people collapsing on her when she catches the ball. We've seen her denied the ball in the post where they can't pass it in. We've seen a lot of things. And Bradley Birch is just in her second year of playing for the Lady Bulldogs, and she had 21 tonight. Like I say, you got her one-on-one, she's going to make you pay, and I bet nobody else doesn't do it the rest of the year.
No, you're right. I agree. If they do, I look forward to it happening for sure.
Right. And, you know, it's just a great thing for her to rise to the occasion tonight. I know it's great for her psyche, and it's the perfect time moving forward here into tournament action to finish off the season right. And, you know, like I say, just a sophomore, second season. We saw her put up 25, 30 points, lead this team in scoring last season. They didn't know who she was.
Right, and they did guard her with one. Into this year, they said no more of that. But even when they do, Burchett can have big nights, and she did tonight. Thomas, what about on the boys' side?
Well, you got to go with the senior. I know it's back-to-back for Gunner Silk here. Last week, the defensive effort up at Pickett County, but Silk with five first-half three-pointers, Daniel. We know he could light it up, but tonight the basket looked like it was 6 foot wide to Gunner Silk. I don't think he missed a shot in that first half, Daniel. I'm pretty sure he's pretty 5 for 5 from three and then made 2 for 2 from the free-throw stripe. So we know what he can do defensively. We know what he can do to facilitate with his assists and running the show at the point guard. But Gunner Silk's a knockdown shooter, too.
He had 14 Tuesday night, had 17 tonight. And the only thing that I wish is that they hadn't switched ends of the floor at halftime, because it was down here to our left where he was ready, I can think.
Right.
Yeah, you know, back-to-back, but that's the way it is sometimes. It was Gunner Silk, the standout on the boys' side tonight. Tonight's TDS performers, Bradley Burchett and Gunner Silk, and they were brought to you, excuse me, by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Both teams back in action here in Joe Sims Gym tomorrow against Macon County. Those are non-district matchups. Girls game tips at 3 o'clock, boys to follow after. We will not be carrying that contest. It's my understanding that CCHS Media will attempt to have a video feed of that, so hopefully if you can't make it out, you'll be able to view it that way.
There's also a Lafayette radio station that usually covers the Tigers. I know they were in Lafayette earlier this season.
102.1.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
102.1. They have a live stream link just like we do, too, online.
They do. I've listened to them before and probably will tomorrow if I'm not here in attendance. Just a reminder, though, attendance is open. You can come back out now. Our next broadcast will be this coming Tuesday night here in Salina, as we see the Lady Dogs and the Dogs take on Gordonsville in the final District 6A matchups of the regular season. For Thomas Weaver, Joe Sims, and Thomas Watson, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.